San Antonio Sports Star Audio Vault is brought to you by AA Best Bail Bonds, 225-2121, or online at mybestbailbonds.com.
Nothing more American than football.
Yo, let's get it today. Win on three. One, two, three, win.
The San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week, energized by Hill Electric, Frost Bank, and Central Builders Incorporated. Also brought to you in part by Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, Stevens Roofing, and TSA OG Orthopedics. Now, Jason Minix and Moody J.
Good Friday evening and welcome to high school football here on San Antonio Sports Star, our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. Marshall against Churchill, along with Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix, and you look at a game like this, Rudy, you've got a couple of teams that have struggled all year, 3-5 for Churchill, 2-4 in district play. Marshall, 2-6 and 1-5 in 28-6A play. Marshall eliminated from the postseason. Churchill, I think, technically has a chance, but I think they're out after the week last week. But if you've got a couple of different math degrees and a lot of things went their way, it could happen. But last night with Brandeis knocking off Clark 35-28, you know, that does help out Churchill a bit. But you look at a game like this, and two teams that are evenly matched generally turns into a great football game.
Yeah, that's what we talked about this last week, and you would think Churchill, because again, going in, you're not doing all the different mathematics. You're just like, hey, look, we got a football game to go and win, and then we just let everything else fall out. Then if you're Marshall, you're saying, hey, let's keep them out. We see this at every level, like teams trying to play spoiler. So I think we're going to be in for a good one, Jason. I just feel like it may be a smash mouth game. Wind blowing pretty hard. I mean, I heard you and Joe talking about it, and I'm looking at that Texas flag and that USA flag, and they're blowing pretty hard. So we may have a smash mouth, run the ball every time type football game, but I'm thinking we may have a really good competition between these two teams.
Well, and you've got two teams that are both dealing with a ton of injuries, yet at the same time, both teams probably feel like they can walk out of here with a win. That's going to make it a fun game, because wins have been hard to come by, especially in district play for both of these teams. Both of these teams are lining up today feeling like they can walk out of here with a win.
Absolutely, especially if you're Churchill. The last time we saw them, that wasn't their best performance, but they did have a change at quarterback. They had an injury, so we're going to see what we got to see. Kyle Stamper, actually, last time we saw them, didn't get much of a sample size of them, but we did get to see him. And then again, like I said, if you're Marshall, you get to play spoiler tonight. You get to play free. You get to play loose. There's no pressure on you.
Now,
that's always makes for a good football game.
While our focus right now is high school football.
Yeah.
Rudy J is host of a sports talk show host. It's called R&R in the Morning. I host a show called Blitz. And we spent a lot of time talking about the San Antonio Spurs. And the San Antonio Spurs have just released Joshua Primo. Can we get a breaking news sounder?
Yeah, there it is.
This is breaking news from San Antonio Sports Star.
It is our hope that, in the long run, this decision will serve the best interest of both the organization and Joshua, said Spurs Sports and Entertainment CEO R.C. Buford. I have no idea what led up to this. I heard no rumblings that there was any kind of issue with the 19-year-old Primo. The only thing that I can determine is he was very unhappy with the direction of the organization. We heard a little bit of that, you know, like Keldon signed knowing what the game plan was for San Antonio, and this is pure speculation on my part. I just wonder if, as a young teenager, not wanting to go through games where you know the goal is not to win. And if that became an issue in the room, then maybe.
I feel like you see the time getting shorter and shorter with guys that may be disgruntled. Remember with Kawhi, it dragged on and on and on. And then they were going through it with Murray, Jason. They said, you know what? Cut ties early. Maybe, again, we're speculating. We have no idea what really went on. But I'm thinking it may be something along those lines, like this tailbone situation. Like, nah, I'm not dealing with it. And the Spurs are like, you know what? Let's just cut ties now. I don't know. I'm just left to speculate, but I think you hit the nail on the head.
Greg Popovich, according to Tom Moore, is more of the San Antonio Express News, talking pregame before they get ready for their game against the Bulls tonight. According to Tom Orsborn's tweet, Pop declined to explain the Spurs' decision, saying their release will stand for now. That's
what does that mean? What better way to tank, though?
Well, I mean, it's certainly there, but I thought part of the building of the future was with a guy like Primo. Again, I don't know if he was unhappy. I don't know if he got into something that he shouldn't have, and the Spurs are just cutting ties. Right. I have no idea, but this is a bombshell. This is a Friday news dump, if there's ever been a definition of one, that the Spurs waited until the 11th hour on a Friday to send out a press release that he has been released. And the quote comes from RC, not the head coach, not the general manager, but the president and CEO of Spurs Sports and Entertainment, who has kind of moved over and oversees everything and not necessarily in charge of basketball operations. There's a lot to unpack here. We'll probably get into some of it throughout the broadcast tonight and certainly on Monday and over the weekend. We've got to focus on Churchill and Marshall, although I get it. You can always tweet us at RudyJ_Star. Tweet at me at Jason Minix. We do have our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week to focus on. Marshall and Churchill, your source to local news and sports in San Antonio, begins with the San Antonio Express News. Subscribe today at expressnews.com. Tonight's game also brought to you by Frost. Frost Bank, a proud sponsor of high school football. Frost believes that you don't have to bank with Frost to matter to Frost. Bankers are available 24/7 to answer your financial questions. And, of course, it's energized by Hill Electric. For over three decades, Hill Electric is available 24/7 for residential and commercial needs. Never a service charge, always free estimates. Call Hill Electric, 210-404-9074 or hill-electric.com. As we continue it here on the pregame show, we're going to visit with both head coaches and find out what we can about the Spurs releasing Joshua Primo. Churchill head coach Ron Harris is standing by. He joins us next here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Injuries happen. When they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, sports injuries, dislocations, and sprains and strains. With two San Antonio locations, extended hours Monday through Saturday, on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury. And best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Injured? Get to OrthoNow. Visit TSAOG.com for more information.
The San Antonio Quarterback Club is celebrating their 75th year. If you love football, come to the San Antonio Quarterback Club meetings every Tuesday at the Corey Golf Club. The San Antonio Quarterback Club is a proud supporter of Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Foundation, and this week's guest speaker is legendary high school football coach Todd Dodge. That's Tuesday, 11 to 1 at the Corey Golf Club for lunch and football talk at the San Antonio Quarterback Club. For more information, go to saqbclub.com.
America's Diamond offers our 5-year, 60-month financing program every day of the year. You don't have to wait for a sale to get 5-year financing with credit approval, or wait for a sale to get our guaranteed America's Diamond price, because we treat everyone fairly and with respect every day of the year. For almost 40 years, we have designed and created our extraordinary diamond jewelry right here in San Antonio. When you buy at America's Diamond, your money stays in San Antonio. Our whole company is located here and locally owned. Our kids and grandkids go to school here. All 40 of our coworkers live and shop in San Antonio for everything. Through the years, America's Diamond has supported thousands of wonderful charity events in San Antonio. We're the official jeweler of the San Antonio Spurs and of the University of Texas at San Antonio Athletics. See our television program about diamonds and jewelry tonight on ABC KSAT 12 at 12:35 a.m. or see it right now at AmericasDiamond.com.
Welcome back to the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week here on San Antonio Sports Star. I'm Jason Minix, now joined by Churchill head coach Ron Harris. Coach, you look at a Marshall Rams team tonight, and I know we had you on the radio last week, and with that, you guys were eliminated from playoffs. You look at Marshall, they're not going to the playoffs either. A game like tonight, how do you rally the troops motivate them? What's the carrot for tonight?
The carrot is a chance to win a football game this week. The carrot is a chance for the seniors to go out with two wins, to be able to, you know, have great memories of their senior year. And I will tell you, honestly, we are still in the playoff hunt. It kind of depends. It depends on what happened with Clark and Brandeis.
Okay.
That will dictate it.
Well, I mean, and that's the important thing, and I love high school football because you need like 8 math degrees sometimes to figure out how all this is going to work out, and you've got the degree that says we're still in it.
Especially when it's a 9-team district, and there's all kinds of different combinations that can happen. Absolutely.
Now, I think about the game last week, Coach. Now, follow me here, and I don't know if you heard about this or not, but I got a couple of tweets on it. Late in the first half, Reagan was lining up for a 60-yard field goal. There was a penalty, right? And I said on the air, I hope Ron Harris declines this. I want to see a high school kicker kick or try a 60-yard field goal. Have you ever thought about, in a moment like that, I just want to see this happen. Why not decline a penalty like that?
Honestly, in the heat of the battle like that, no. you're purely thinking about, you know. I can understand where your question's coming from, but as a coach and a competitor, in the moment, no, I never ever thought of anything like that. I got to see him kick a 57-yarder on film, so I knew he was fully capable.
I've never seen a 60-yarder from a high school kid, and there were some people on Twitter that agreed with me. They wanted to see it too, but, you know, you push him back 5 yards, and I guess 65 might be out of his range. It was one of those kind of games, and I know for you guys, hurts in the sense that you lost your quarterback early in the first quarter, so Kyle Stamper will get the start tonight at quarterback. How is Hunter doing after the injury last week?
Well, he did end up breaking his foot, and he had surgery on Thursday, and he had a couple plates and screws inserted. It was a little worse than what they originally thought. So he's looking at a lengthy recovery period, but he should be back and should heal just fine. The doctors are very optimistic there. So, you know, Kyle will get the start tonight, but, we could end up seeing 3 different kids at quarterback tonight.
When you think about that, and how does that affect what you guys are trying to do offensively?
That's why you might see 3 kids, because it's not going to change a whole lot of what we do. We just kind of piecemealed what each of those 3 do well within our package and our system. And, for the first week when there's nothing else on film, we feel like we can execute what we need to execute without tipping our hand too much.
When you look across the way at the Marshall Rams coming in at 1-5 in district play, 2-6 on the season, what do you see out of those guys on film?
The biggest thing is, they're very capable of moving the football. And they're very aggressive on defense and special teams. The thing that has really, been their bugaboo during district has been turning the ball over. You know, if they don't turn the ball over, they can be very, very effective. And, so I hope we're able to generate some takeaways and continue that tradition of what they've done the first few weeks and make them play from behind. And, but if it stays close and they feel like they have hope, it'll be a great game.
Go get those takeaways here, and that's appropriate on Halloween weekend to go collect some candy. Coach Ron Harris, good luck tonight against the Marshall Rams. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. I hope we prove a little better than we did last week.
I hope so as well. As we continue here on the pregame show, we'll visit with Marshall head coach Tim Williams. That's coming up next here on San Antonio Sports Star, 94.1 FM and AM 1250.
Central Builders Incorporated is a family-owned, award-winning general contractor headquartered in San Antonio. Since 1989, CBI has completed over $1 billion in construction projects, including large-scale remodeling, expansions, and ground-up construction. The award-winning CBI has also been recognized by the San Antonio Business Journal as one of the best places to work for the past 4 years, and Central Builders is hiring. Learn more at centralbuilders.net. That's centralbuilders.net.
If you get arrested, get out of jail fast by calling AA Best Bail Bonds, 210-225-2121. Text BAIL to 474747 or online at mybestbailbonds.com. You don't have to call attorneys or anybody else. Don't be forced into a PR bond. If the jail offers you one, make sure you understand the conditions before accepting it. AA Best Bail Bonds, nobody beats their price. They have payment plans. Call 210-225-2121 or mybestbailbonds.com.
License number 149.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Mobil 1 can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $37.99. Get everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
So as you graduate and head out into the world, there's only one thing that you need to know.
Hi, this is Jamie from Progressive. Yeah, I can talk now. Progressive protects you 24/7. So, tell me what happened. Oh, I'm sorry, Gene. Can you give me 1 second?
Brush out for every meal. Congratulations and thank you.
Sorry about that. I'm back. So tell me about this fender bender.
Contact us 24/7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Welcome back to the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week here on San Antonio Sports Star 94.1 FM, AM 1250, and online at sasportstar.com. I'm Jason Minnix, now joined by Marshall Rams head coach Tim Williams. Coach, first time we've had you on the radio this year, and now that you're in the district, I guess we'll get an opportunity for years to come. I know it hasn't been the season you guys were hoping it would be back in August, but tell me, I know, and a lot of injuries as well, tell me how the year has gone to this point.
Well, you know, we knew going in that we were young and we're going to rely on some kids that, you know, didn't have a lot of varsity experience. And then, like you said, unfortunately, a lot of those guys got injured. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, our kids are playing hard, they're learning, getting better. And so, you know, that's obviously a positive.
When you look at coming in and working with a young team, and especially after the year you guys had last year, expectations obviously rise after a year like last year, but you graduated so many kids, and now all of a sudden you're dealing with injuries. What's the biggest challenge of getting your guys ready week in and week out?
I think it's just, you know, the sustainability and the, you know, comfort level of all being together. You know, you get used to working with people and the continuity, and then unfortunately this guy goes out, and so you're having to kind of start all over. And being young, I mean, that's, you know, obviously even more of an adversity. But you know, I think that's the biggest thing, is to be sure that we strengthen the playbook and make sure that you know, our kids feel good about what they're doing for the week.
Tell me about your quarterback, C.J. Little.
So he's came in the last two games, you know, started the last one, got hurt on the second play. But, you know, he's a 6'3", 215, 15-year-old. And, you know, got his first taste of varsity football. But we're excited about him and know he's going to get better every day.
6'3", 215, and he is 15.
He is, yes, sir.
And what's nuts, and only a sophomore, so you get a chance. And, you know, on the roster, he was listed as a wide receiver, so obviously a versatile athlete.
Yeah, you know, when we first started, we thought we had a quarterback, and some things played out, you know, and CJ was going to be the guy to compete for that job next year, but – you know, injuries and some things like that forced our hand. And so he's kind of been thrown into it, but man, he's handled it very well, and we're super excited about him.
And Elijah Katashi is your leading rusher. Tell me about him.
Well, he's a kid that's been in this program for 4 years, was a vital part of the team last year. And, you know, just a consummate hard worker, always got a smile on his face, and, just loves to play football, and you know, runs violently, which is something that obviously we like.
Absolutely. As we look at the Marshall defense, and you know, I look at the 3-4 setup, what are the names I should be saying a lot tonight?
Well, I hope you're saying Romeo Ortiz. That kid is a sophomore, started for us as a freshman last year, played all those games, but that kid is phenomenal, and you know, a lot of teams are aware of him, and they run in a different direction. But hope he's making a lot of plays along with Amadeus Mallett, our Mike linebacker, and Noah Garza. Those three guys are kind of the focal point of our defense, and if they're around the ball making plays, it's a good day for the Marshall Rams.
Well, and I look at when what you've seen on film with Churchill, and, you know, they're going to try to run the ball. It sounds like you guys are pretty good at stopping the run. When you look at a matchup like this, late in the season, two games left, both teams eliminated from playoffs, how do you – what's the word I'm looking for? To make this game a challenge, because everybody wants to win all their games, right? I mean, but what's the carrot for this one for you guys?
Well, I think that goes to the character and the culture we're building. You know, sure, our end goal, you know, hasn't been met, but the heart and the character of this football team, this community, and this program is to compete regardless. And our kids are going to go out. You know, we talk about winning the day and being 1-0 on the day, and you know, tonight's just one of those days, and we've got to do everything we can and compete and lock in and win the day.
Appreciate it. Coach Tim Williams of the Marshall Rams, good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. More of the pregame show coming up as we continue here on San Antonio Sports Star 94.1 FM.
Ever find yourself in a department store with a question, but you can't find anyone who actually works there, so you just wander? That's what it feels like when you call most banks. But at Frost, we have live customer service 24/7. So you can speak to a real human right when you call, every time you call. No phone tree, no bots, just help from a real human when you need it. It's about being there for you. It's about more than money. Frost Bank.
Working from home, you realize you don't have enough outlets or USB ports. Hill Electric can fix that for you. For over three decades, the family-owned Hill Electric has served San Antonio homes and businesses. From adding an outlet, fixing that fuse that always blows, or that flickering light, Hill Electric has the right service at the right price, and there is never a service charge and always free estimates. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074. That's 404-9074. Or go to hill-electric.com.
To understand what makes Diamonds Direct so different than other jewelry stores, you have to go back 60 years, when a diamond cutter in Israel became well known for his exceptional craftsmanship. His diamond cutting business flourished for decades. Then his sons got involved and started selling these exceptional diamonds to upscale jewelry stores here in America. Then, after a few years, these wholesalers changed the game and started selling these precious diamonds direct to the public at the same prices they had sold to the jewelry stores. The no middleman concept became an instant success, and Diamonds Direct was born. Today, Diamonds Direct provides that extraordinary value to people all over America, leading the industry with the highest quality diamonds that still come straight from the best cutters, offered at the guaranteed best prices, period. Diamonds Direct, a truly revolutionary concept with a unique history, rooted in quality, committed to excellence, and always focused on value. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. DiamondsDirect.com.
back here on the San Antonio Express News High School Football Game of the Week here on San Antonio Sports Star. He's Rudy J.
Yes,
I'm Jason Minix. We've got Churchill and Marshall coming up tonight. But I realize a lot of you are tuning in right now to 94.1 FM trying to figure out what happened with Joshua Primo. We can't ignore the elephant in the room, nor will we. We'll get our high school football in. Speculation running rampant. Think about this. Joshua Primo on a Friday news dump, waived by the San Antonio Spurs, Rudy. Waived. He didn't get sent to Austin. He didn't get suspended. He didn't get traded for a boatload of picks, and you know teams would give him picks.
Absolutely.
I want to know what the rest of the story is. My phone is blowing up, not with people that are giving me their thoughts on what happened, people that I would think would know or have a better idea of what happened are going, What happened?
I don't know. I'm really lost for words right now. Keep in mind, this isn't the 29th pick. This isn't a second-round pick. This is a lottery pick. This is somebody that they said, hey, you know what? I know a lot of the league doesn't have him ranked that high, but we're going to take a chance on him. This is how much we believe in him. And to cut him and then do it on a Friday night news dump, I'm confused. You're confused. We're all confused. So until we get an answer, we're left to speculate, and that's when it gets a little bit crazy.
And the fact that Greg Popovich pregame declined to comment other than saying the press release will speak for itself makes me wonder, what kind of trouble did he get in? It's pure speculation, but something happened.
It says, from Woj, Primo, youngest player when drafted in NBA by the Spurs. On-court development, blah, blah, blah. Waving Primo so abruptly without explanation is fairly unprecedented and jarring. So Woj doesn't know.
No.
Okay?
No. Woj does not know.
You know
I don't know. You don't know. What I do know is the Churchill Chargers just ran out onto the field. The Marshall Rams are still in their locker room as we get ready for the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by Central Builders Incorporated, a family-owned, award-winning general contractor headquartered in San Antonio. And CBI is hiring. You can learn more at centralbuilders.net. The visiting Marshall Rams won the toss. They elected to receive. They will be on offense first, led by quarterback C.J. Little. Elijah Katashi is the tailback. Your wide receivers, Caden Figgins, Nathaniel Daniels, Juan Leha, and Thomas Spencer. On the offensive line, Memphis Tharp at right tackle, Ethan Espinosa at right guard, Ryan Kalunga at center, Jacob Montoya at left guard, and Elias Wolfenberger at left tackle. Defensively for the Marshall Rams, down front, Romeo Ortiz, A.J. Ornelas, and Jacob Rodriguez. Noah Garza, Amadeus Mallett, Michael Godinez, and Javier Ybarra are your linebackers. Your corners are M.J. Young and Shahir Harris. Valentino Ortiz and Andrew Tolbert are your safeties. The Marshall Rams are coached by Tim Williams in his 10th season at Marshall. The Churchill Chargers will be led tonight by quarterback Kyle Stamper. And as you heard Coach Ron Harris say a few minutes ago, they might use three different quarterbacks tonight out of necessity. Isaiah Blankenship is the running back. Your wide receivers, Nick Karam, Diego Marsh, and Ryan Vigil. M. Smith is your fullback. The offensive line, Alex Gonzalez and Caleb Popham on the left side. Brandon Schuster at center, Jacob Bentley and Jackson Cruz on the right side. Defensively for the Chargers, down front, Jaden May, Luke Hardy, and Wayne Roundtree. Your linebackers, Cooper Kuntz, Brock Ramczynski, Roman Romo, and Landry Miller. Noah Beltran and Dom Rios are your corners. Caden Factor and Alex Hernandez are your safeties. The Churchill Chargers, coached by Ron Harris in his eighth season, a 41-44 record. The officials for tonight's game. The referee is David Maxwell. Charles Salinas is the umpire. Howard Green, the line judge. Michael Reinhardt is the headline judge. Side judge is Manny Espinosa. Charles Salinas Jr. is the field judge. And Jason Organ is the back judge. The forecast tonight brought to you by Stevens Roofing, your local roofer. Cool temperatures. According to my phone, 67 degrees outside right now. We'll drop to 63 by 8 o'clock, 62 by 9 o'clock, and 60 degrees by 10 o'clock. There is some wind, although they say right now only 13 miles an hour out of the northeast, but I tell you what, it certainly was a lot windier earlier today. The flag's not quite as stiff on the poles to our right as they were earlier today, but I do expect with the wind a lot on the ground tonight. We'll have kickoff for the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week when we come back here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Your source for local news and sports in San Antonio begins with the San Antonio Express News. We've collected, written, and shown the stories that matter most to San Antonio. Look no further than the San Antonio Express News to continue to provide information and strength to the community. Whether it's on a field or on a court, we provide on-the-ground high school sports coverage. Go to expressnews.com or mysa.com for up-to-date scores and stats. Subscribe today at expressnews.com.
Here in South Texas, it's hot, it's hailing, it's pouring rain, and it's Stevens Roofing to the rescue. Stevens Roofing is the official weather sponsor for high school football right here on San Antonio Sports Star. Locally owned and licensed with the City of San Antonio, Stevens Roofing is proud to support local schools and other local organizations. For all your roofing needs, go licensed, go local. Go with Stevens Roofing, your local roofer. 210-785-0994, 210-785-0994.
Central Builders Incorporated is a family-owned, award-winning general contractor headquartered in San Antonio. Since 1989, CBI has completed over $1 billion in construction projects, including large-scale remodeling, expansions, and ground-up construction. The award-winning CBI has also been recognized by the San Antonio Business Journal as one of the best places to work for the past 4 years, and Central Builders is hiring. Learn more at centralbuilders.net. That's Central Builders.
Nothing more American than football.
Let's get it today. Win on three. 1, 2, 3, win.
The San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. Energized by Hill Electric, Frost Bank, and Central Builders Incorporated. Also brought to you in part by Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, Stevens Roofing, and TSA OG Orthopedics. Now, Jason Minix and Mooney J.
Here at Hero Stadium for our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week, a 28-6A matchup between the Churchill Chargers and the Marshall Rams. He is Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix. If we hear anything throughout the night about Joshua Primo and the why he was abruptly released tonight by the San Antonio Spurs with no real explanation given, not traded, not suspended, not sent to Austin, fired.
Bye. And then, you know, when you get fired like that, Jason, they mail you your stuff. So they didn't even let him probably go to his locker. They just kicked him out with his practice uniform on. I'm lost. But
I mean, you think about it. We just started the season. They exercised his rookie option at the right before the season started. Whatever happened. And look, we can all speculate, right? Because the Spurs don't give us a choice because they give us no information. But it must be something pretty alarming, pretty bad, for this to be the appropriate reaction by the San Antonio Spurs. On to high school football tonight, the Churchill Chargers will kick it off to the Marshall Rams. Churchill wearing their black helmets with the WC in white trimmed in red. Black jerseys with red sleeves, black pants. The Marshall Rams with their silver helmets, white jerseys with maroon numbers, and gray pants. And set to kick it away is Cameron Van Pruen for the Churchill Chargers. He kicks it high and deep, and as expected, no shot at a return for the Marshall Rams. C.J. Little and the Rams offense will start from the 25-yard line. And you think about C.J. Little, Rudy, mm-hmm. He's 6'3", sophomore. started the year as a wide receiver, has played quarterback only for two games. He is 7 of 10 passing, 70%, only 90 yards in limited time. They are going to run the ball a lot with Katashi, who leads the team in rushing with 582 yards. They'll line up out of the shotgun. Little on first down, inside handoff, breaking a tackle and getting to the outside. A good solid run for Katashi on the first play of the game. He gets across the 35 up to the 37-yard line, 12 yards on first down for a first down.
Really good run to start off the game. But, Jason, going back to Little, what is this, our fourth sophomore?
Yeah.
Fourth sophomore quarterback. And, again, I can't stress to you enough. I know it may not seem like a big deal. That is a huge deal at this level. And now we're on our fourth sophomore quarterback. I'm anxious to see how Mr. Little does tonight.
They'll send a man in motion from the 37. Handoff to Katashi up the middle. And another strong run up to the 43-yard line. So about 6 yards on that play.
I guess we got to get used to this tonight, right? This is what we're in for. Handoff left, handoff right, handoff up the middle. Going to be a long smash. This is old school football night tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Two carries already, 18 yards for Elijah Katashi. Second down. Man coming in motion for Marshall. Will come back the other way. And Little going back to throw, rolling out. Nobody open. He's going to take off and run. And he gets near the original line of scrimmage before he gets hogtied out of bounds. No flags. It's third down now.
I thought there may have been a chance, Jason, that that was a horse collar by Roman Romo, but obviously he didn't. I thought Little was going to be able to get to the first down marker, but Romo with a really great job of tackling him, getting him out of bounds, and avoiding the horse collar.
Third down and three. Big play here for the Chargers defense. Little out of the shotgun. Handoff up the middle and a first down run here for Katashi. Blitzing linebacker for Churchill just was in the wrong gap. And I don't know if that was a nice read by the running back, but it looked like he went between guard and tackle and the blitzer was coming between center and guard, and they passed each other in the night.
Couldn't have said it better. And Marshall with some tempo right here, Jason. Well,
pickup of seven. And they're at the Charger 49-yard line. Fifth play of this opening drive here for the Marshall Rams. Fakes a man in motion. Running a little option. Pitches late. And the Charger defense not fooled as Thomas Spencer got the pitch just way late that time. Just too long for that play to develop.
I was impressed with the left-handed pitch, though. There by Little. Is he left-handed?
Well, we haven't seen him throw yet, so I don't know.
I don't know what he is. But regardless, I was impressed with the left-hand pitch, but it was super late. Churchill was all over there.
They do pick up two. Second down and eight from the Charger 47-yard line. Marshall averages 16.9 points a game. Three receivers right, one to the left from the shotgun. Going back to throw, looks like he's a righty, and he is sacked. Is C.J. Little. Big sack there by the Charger defense.
Yeah, that was Luke Hardy, number 75, the nose tackle. Got it. I always like to see the nose tackle get a little bit of love, get a little bit of flowers. Those guys do a lot of dirty work. That time, Luke Hardy was able to get the sack. Good job by number 75 of Churchill.
So now third down and 12 for the Rams. Promising drive. They need a big play here. They'll hand it off to Katashi, hit the backfield, and he's going to be dropped. First time tonight he has been dropped for no gain, and it couldn't come at a better time for this Churchill defense.
Number 14, Cooper Kuntz, got back there in the backfield and was able to disrupt the play and make the tackle. Churchill gets off the field. Punt team on for Marshall.
One back deep for Churchill. High short punt that will hit around the 25-yard line and goes immediately out of bounds. They're going to actually spot that back. I'm not sure if I agree with that spot, but all right, they're going to give him the 28-yard line.
Yeah, I don't agree with it either, Jason. I guess he had a better angle over there, but from where we were sitting, I thought it was closer to the 25.
Well, it looked like it hit it to 25 and went out at 23.
It went out to 23, right.
I don't know. I mean, not going to argue.
Nope. Won't do us any good.
It won't do us any good. 8:28 to play here in this opening quarter. Churchill's offense out on the field, led by Kyle Stamper. Hands the ball off. Isaiah Blankenship coming right. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle and gets across the 40. And they're going to spot him at the 42-yard line. 14 yards on the run.
Both teams, this is what they're going to do. Again, we saw a little bit of Kyle Stamper, but we're going to see a lot of running. But that was a great, great, great run to start for Churchill.
First and 10 at the 42-yard line here for the Chargers. Stamper working out of the shotgun. Two receivers left, one to the right. Blitz showing by Marshall. It's a run play up the middle. Blankenship will carry it up to around the 47-yard line, about 5 yards on that run for Isaiah.
Safety Valentino Ortiz came in, stuck his nose in there, was able to stop the play, and then the cavalry came, really did a good job of flying to the ball that time by Marshall. But nonetheless, a good 6 yard gain for Blankenship.
Second down and 4. Two receivers left, one to the right, two in the backfield with Kyle Stamper. Came into the game last week after the starter broke his foot. Handoff up the middle, nowhere to go that time. Number 36, Sam Smith on the carry, picks up about 2.
That's a little old school both ways football. They have Sam Smith listed as an outside linebacker. But as you talked with Ron Harris, we might see 3 quarterbacks. We're seeing linebackers running the ball. It's a free-for-all. And he lets you know they're still in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, they are, if you've got that math degree.
If you got that calculator.
Uh-huh. Handoff on 3rd and 1. Blankenship has the first down, breaks a tackle, and is down to the Marshall 40 and finally dropped at the 39-yard line.
Javier Ibarra probably saved about another 15 yards, took the legs out from Blankenship. Good job by Javier. I think he'd still be running if not for a good open field tackle by number 41, Javier Ibarra.
Blankenship comes in averaging 4.1 yards a carry, has 6 rushing touchdowns on the season. 6th play of the drive coming here. 1st and 10 at the Marshall 39-yard line. Blankenship again, left side, down to the 35. Keeps those feet going. It's a rugby scrum, and finally they're going to blow the whistles dead at the 33-yard line. 6 yards on that run for Isaiah.
And if it's not broke, don't fix it. It's not like they're running the ball as far as this drive goes, Jason, for Churchill, and they're not getting anything done. They're getting about 5 to 6 yards a chunk. Why wouldn't you keep running the ball?
2nd down and 4 from the 33. Bunch formation. 2 in the backfield. Marshall showing blitz. And they run blitz and miss. Sam Smith will pick up the first down.
Looks like Sam's going to be their short yardage guy tonight. He's doing a good job of just, hey, put your head down, run behind the tackles and get going. Excuse me, run behind the guards and just keep going. Was able to move the chains. Another good run.
5-2-way,
yeah. Sam Smith.
5 yards in again with injuries, man. Dude, can you play here? Can you play there? Although when you run like a linebacker, you pick up 5 yards. 1st and 10 from the Marshall 28-yard line. From the shotgun. Gets the snap. Hands the ball off. And this is a short gain of about 2 here for the Churchill Chargers, who are averaging 18.6 points per game. They're favored in this game, Rudy, by 21, according to Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine.
Favored by 21, but you don't even average 21. But nonetheless, we may see. We'll see what happens. I like the black and red, by the way.
Churchill's got a good look.
Yeah, I like it.
2 receivers, 1 left, 1 right, 2 in the backfield. Delay handoff to Blankenship. Hole opens up on the right side. He crosses the 20 at the 15 and is tripped and dropped at the 10-yard line. 16 yards on that run. It's 1st and goal, Churchill.
Love the patience that time by Blankenship. Took his time, got right behind his blockers, right up the field, 1st down. Now you're inside the tight red zone. Let's see what Churchill does. Why would you do anything else? Give the ball back to Blankenship and run on that right side.
4:24 and counting here. Scoreless first quarter, but Churchill is knocking on the door. Out of the shotgun. Gets the snap. Hands it off. Blankenship up the middle, and he gets about half of what's needed. They're going to put him down at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I'll probably see. We're probably going to see Blankenship with 3 runs this time. Maybe the big linebacker Sam Smith as well if you get down to the fourth and goal. But I'd give the ball right back to number 27.
10th play of the drive, second down and goal from the 5-yard line. Blankenship has 7 carries for 58 yards already. Gets the snap, hands the ball off. Smith up the middle. Sam Smith breaks a tackle, trying to keep those feet going, reaches for the goal line, but they say no. They're going to mark him down inside the 1-yard line. It's 3rd and goal from the 1.
Saja, that's dangerous, Jason. I mean, I get it. I like the effort by Sam Smith there by trying to reach over the goal line, but it's also dangerous at any time. You know, the defense can knock that ball out of his hands, but it didn't happen on that play. I thought he may have gotten in. Saja said no. 1 more yard to go for Churchill.
Stamper out of the shotgun. 3rd and goal from the 1. He bobbles the snap, but it ends up in the hands of Blankenship, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. My goodness.
Wow. And you can't really advance it, so you can only recover it, if I'm not mistaken. When that's
It was a bobble hot potato. Stamper never controlled it.
Right.
And he bobbled it, and I don't know. I think Blankenship just took it straight out of the air.
I mean, exactly
that
happened.
Could have been a disaster. Instead, it is a touchdown for the Churchill Chargers. Van Pruen on for the extra point. There's the kick. It is up. It is good. It is Churchill 7, Marshall nothing here on San Antonio Sports Star.
2022 is the year for that diamond upgrade. Time to go from a 1-carat to a 2-carat, or a 2-carat up to a 4 or 5-carat. It's true, going bigger is in. But that doesn't mean you have to overpay or compromise on quality. Diamonds Direct is your best destination for large, unique, and rare diamonds. These are exquisite, hand-picked, precious diamonds from 2 carats to 20 carats, in all shapes, independently graded by the GIA. These diamonds have all been chosen for maximum brilliance. Best part, Diamonds Direct's stunning large diamonds are sourced from the best ethical diamond cutters around the globe, purchased exclusively for our showroom, and free from any broker or middleman upcharge. This means you can go bigger with the confidence that you're getting the highest quality at the best possible price nationwide. You see, at Diamonds Direct, we're more than just another jewelry store. We're the nation's true diamond experts with unrivaled selection, uncompromising standards, and unbeatable value. Let us prove it today with your diamond upgrade. Diamonds Direct. Get directions, showroom hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
11 plays, 72 yards. Churchill takes the lead. Kickoff goes through the back of the end zone. The kickoff brought to you by the San Antonio Quarterback Club. The San Antonio Quarterback Club meets every Tuesday at the Corey Golf Club. And, of course, they're a proud supporter of Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. Learn more at saqbclub.com. Todd Dodge is going to be the featured speaker this week. Former Texas Longhorn, legendary high school coach, won a ton of state championships.
Speaking of quarterback club, interesting costume for you.
What do you mean?
I like it, though.
Lazy.
Yes.
C.J. Little and the Marshall Rams take over from their own 25. Handoff. Nope. And nowhere to go for Katashi. He'll lose a couple of yards.
Great job that time by Wayne Roundtree to fend off the block and make the tackle all at the same time. It seemed like Little and Katashi had a little bit of a miscommunication on which way they were wanting to hand the ball off, and that kind of took the timing off the play, and Roundtree was able to make the tackle for a loss.
Out of the shotgun on 2nd and 12 from the 23. They run the option again, and this time Little will keep it himself, and Little gets to the 29-yard line on 2nd and 12. You get, you know, decent yardage that time, about 6, to bring up 3rd down and 6.
Yeah, I mean, it's like make 3rd and manageable. Definitely not 2 down territory. Probably running the ball here. Let's see what Churchill has in store. They already blitzed in the first possession 2 or 3 times. I don't see why they wouldn't this time. That's what they've done. And the last time we watched them, they did a lot of blitzing as well.
3 receivers go right, 1 to the left. 1:48 to play in this first quarter. Churchill leads 7-0. Delay handoff and read beautifully by the Churchill Charger defense. No chance. That play is blown up. Big old number 75 of the Churchill Chargers there to make the stop. Luke Hardy again.
Yeah, Brock Ramzisi came and picked up the scraps as well, who we saw him a couple weeks ago. Phenomenal linebacker. But Luke Hardy, being very disruptive nose tackle for the Churchill defense, and they get off the field again.
Jawan Johnson on to punt it away for the Marshall Rams. And that goes straight up in the air.
That was almost blocked, Jason.
Yeah, it was. And check that. It was Romeo Ortiz is their punter. And Churchill will start with great field position. We'll have that as we continue. We'll quick 30-second timeout here on San Antonio Sports Star.
The San Antonio Quarterback Club is celebrating their 75th year. If you love football, come to the San Antonio Quarterback Club meetings every Tuesday at the Corey Golf Club. The San Antonio Quarterback Club is a proud supporter of Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Foundation, and this week's guest speaker is legendary high school football coach Todd Dodge. That's Tuesday, 11 to 1 at the Corey Golf Club for lunch and football talk at the San Antonio Quarterback Club. For more information, go to saqbclub.com.
The short punt. Churchill will start this drive in Marshall territory at the 42 on the first play. Blankenship. It looks like he kind of slipped in the backfield. No gain, maybe a loss of one. So it'll be second down and long. Injured Churchill player on the field. And with an injury on the field, we'll take a TSAOG orthopedics timeout.
Ever find yourself in a department store with a question, but you can't find anyone who actually works there, so you just wander? That's what it feels like when you call most banks. But at Frost, we have live customer service 24/7, so you can speak to a real human right when you call, every time you call. No phone tree, no bots, just help from a real human when you need it. It's about being there for you. It's about more than money. Frost Bank.
Dallas Cowboys live here all season long. Every snap.
I love it.
Every catch.
Let's go have a day, huh?
Every touchdown.
Plus, we'll give you the complete breakdown and preview of every game from our experts.
Dallas Cowboys insiders and head coach Mike McCarthy. We're all fans.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hear the call from Brad Sham and the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
Right here on San Antonio Sports Star.
ESPN 94.1 FM.
And AM 1250.
OG Orthopedics and Spine, they offer the Saturday walk-in hours from 8 to 2, allowing you to skip the ER and get straight to an orthopedic specialist. Learn more at TSAOG.com. Left tackle Alex Gonzalez needing a lot of help coming off of the field. In fact, he is just now getting to the sideline, putting no weight on his leg. We'll see if how that factors as we continue on throughout the afternoon and evening. You never want to lose your left tackle. Right. Second down and 11 from the Marshall 43-yard line. Handoff in the backfield, dropped for a big loss. That is Harold Relliford, his first carry of the game, and he loses a bunch of yards.
Really good job that time by Marshall, anticipating what they wanted to do. Linebacker Noah Garza made a really great play. And going back to Alex Gonzalez, Jason, been a lot of talk in the NFL about turf versus real grass. And, you know, you see these non-contact injuries and you wonder if that's what's going on with Alex Gonzalez.
Third down and a lot, but I don't think we'll run this play in this quarter. We have played one quarter of football here at Hero Stadium. As we head to the second quarter, it's Churchill 7, Marshall 0 on San Antonio Sports Star.
Give love, give style. It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off everything to get you and your home cozy for the holidays with your coupon or Macy's card. And get 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more great beauty gifts. Plus, download the free app for more great deals. And shop incredible specials now through Monday at Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Your bills are due on the 13th, but you don't get paid until the 15th. Sound familiar? Life doesn't always wait for payday. Get the NetSpend All Access account for your everyday mobile banking needs and get paid up to 2 days faster with direct deposit. Get started today at netspend.com and go beyond banking. Banking services provided by an account established by Pathward NA member FDIC. Faster access based on comparison of our ACH processing policy versus posting funds at settlement. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
15 as we start the second quarter. Churchill with the ball and a 7-0 lead. Kyle Stamper works out of the shotgun. Three receivers right, one to the left. From the Marshall 47, Stamper back to throw. Fires for the first time tonight, and he has it complete to Ryan Vigil. But for only about 5 yards, brings up fourth and 10, and the punt team is coming on.
He did a good job of getting rid of the ball, but Noah Garza kind of made him speed up, the linebacker for Marshall. They came on the all-out blitz. Good job of Stamper by getting the ball out, but just not enough yards. It had to go, come a little bit short because that Marshall blitz rushed that play just a bit.
We start the first play of the second quarter is the first pass play of this football game. Thomas Spencer back deep to return the punt from Van Puren, who barely gets it away, but he does get it away. It will land around the 10, bounces sideways, and it looks like it goes out of bounds at the 14-yard line. And that is where the Marshall Rams will start this drive.
That's that time we're on the same page with the referee as far as where the ball went out. Good job of Marshall. Marshall needed that stop, Jason. Offense hasn't been able to get going. They gave up a touchdown on Churchill's first drive, but they were able to get off the field that time. Made a couple of good plays by Noah Garza. Let's see if the offense can capitalize on that defensive stop.
Bunch formation for the Marshall Rams. First and 10. Handoff up the middle, and I thought he was going to break it. But instead, Elijah Katashi cut down at right at the 20-yard line, so about 7 yards on the run.
Hope 96 looks a little bit woozy there. Jaden May for Churchill's defense got up a little bit slow. Hope he's okay.
Handoff around the left side. Would and should be a first down here for the Marshall Rams.
Oh, good job up front that time by the Marshall offensive line on the move, able to get the first down. Good job by everybody. Offensive line, running back, play call. Great job by Marshall that play.
Absolutely. Thomas Spencer on that carry, his first of the game, picks up four. And more importantly for Marshall, they get a first down. They had a promising opening drive, 7 plays before they had to punt it away. Handoff up the middle here gets absolutely nothing.
That time it was pretty much a group effort. Roundtree, Hardy, and May been disruptive this first quarter and going into this second quarter. Didn't give up anything on that play.
Well, technically two, but I know what you mean.
Right.
It's just, neither one of these teams are a real threat to throw, so, you know, you just want to get as much as you can on the early downs to make third downs manageable. And here's a run around the right side, and it picks up just a couple more yards, and you're in a third and long situation, which isn't bad unless you just cannot throw the football, as Brock Ramczynski makes a nice open field tackle there to keep that from being a big play.
Yeah, it's, again, on these third and eights, and we just saw Churchill with the third and 15 on their last possession. Every now and then, you got to be able to make a throw and complete a pass. It's going to be tough to convert third and sevens on the ground.
C.J. Little out of the shotgun. Going back to throw. Fires out in the flat. Man open and overshoots him. Incomplete. He had Nathaniel Davila wide open along the flat. That would have been for a first down, but he's off target. And it's fourth down and 7. The punt team coming on here for the Rams.
Landry Miller made that throw just a little bit more difficult than it actually was for C.J. Little. kind of right there in front of the wide receiver. Made that pass a little bit more difficult. Unorthodox throwing style there for C.J. Little. Nonetheless, incomplete. They have to punt.
Ortiz on to punt it away. Gets the snap. Gets the kick away. A line drive kick. It is returnable for Vigil from the 35-yard line, and he's dropped right at the 48. 5-yard return, and it will be Churchill ball first and 10 from their own 40 when we come back here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Injuries happen. When they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, sports injuries, dislocations, and sprains and strains. With two San Antonio locations, extended hours Monday through Saturday, on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury. And best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Injured? Get to OrthoNow. Visit TSAOG.com for more information.
Kyle Stamper and the Churchill offense, a 7-0 lead. Handoff up the middle. Isaiah Blankenship, check that. Harold Relliford on the call that time, and he picks up 5 yards up to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, another, we talk about the trenches a lot, and this is where this game is going to be won tonight. Churchill winning that battle offensively, really just got, you know, yards and yard chunks of yards for Blankenship and Relliford every time they touch the ball.
Second down and 5 from the 45-yard line. Two in the backfield with quarterback Kyle Stamper. And Kyle gives it to Relliford. And this time Relliford hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll fall forward for 1 yard. And it's third down and 4 now.
Here we go. This is where this game is going to be won. It seems like on third down, both teams, Jason, keep finding themselves in peculiar third down situations. Let's see if Churchill can go to Blankenship and convert.
Third down and 4. Stamper out of the shotgun. Looks like he might be looking to change plays. A little audible. Relliford and Blankenship switch sides of the quarterback. Marshall showing blitz. Stamper going back to throw, rolling near side, looking downfield. He's going to take off and run. Picks up the first down and then awkwardly slides down at the Marshall 46-yard line.
I don't know if Stamper played baseball. I don't know. You can't call that a slide.
I said awkwardly. I mean, it was almost a slide.
Almost a slide. Like a dive down. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm looking and Stamper's gone to the wideout for this next coming up play.
Well, they're going to roll lots of quarterbacks is what
we
heard.
Say that.
First and 10 into Marshall territory. Ryan Vigil will keep this one himself on the quarterback draw, bowing all the way behind the line of scrimmage, trying to find some room to run, but great sideline-to-sideline speed from the Marshall Rams. They stretch that play out and drop Ryan Vigil for no gain.
Yeah, and then number 30 claim and cleaned it up. Shahir Harris took the legs out. They extended the play, extended the play, extended the play, and then the cornerback Shahir made a great tackle.
Technically a loss of 1. And Ryan Vigil has had some time at quarterback in the past for Ron Harrison, the Churchill Chargers. It's almost like a wildcat type of play.
Right.
Second down and 11. Here's a handoff. Nope, quarterback draw. They fake the handoff, and Ryan Vigil that time gets some of that lost yardage back as he runs it to the 45-yard line. Tough running there for 3 yards, but it is third down and long once again.
Yes, it was. That was number 52 on the tackle, Ryan Lopez, defensive lineman. Good wrap-up tackle, bringing him down. Here we are again, Jason, third and long.
Third and long once again. Third down and 8 from the Marshall 45-yard line. Looks like Stamper is back in at quarterback. Blankenship to his left. And they fake it to Blankenship. Stamper rolling near side. He's hitting the backfield, and he's going to be sacked back at the 50-yard line. A loss of 5 yards, and the punt team coming on here for the Chargers.
They came on the safety blitz that time. Jason, number 7, Andrew Tolbert, gets home, makes a great play on Stamper in the backfield. Tackle for a loss, and punt team comes on again. Really good job of safety blitz that time by Andrew Tolbert.
Thomas Spencer back to return the punt from Van Buren. Gets the snap. A little bit of pressure. Kick is away high. Angle towards the near side. It will bounce at the 20, take a roll down to the 10, inside the 10, and at the 8 as fireworks over at Toyota Field are going off. I think it scared some of the guys on Churchill, to be honest.
It scared me.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did. It scared me. Sold out stadium tonight, right? I think I heard you say that on the
Blitz. Sold out is what the San Antonio FC tweeted out for their big game across the street. They said some standing room tickets were available, okay, but sold out as far as the actual seats. Marshall, 92 yards away from pay dirt. 5 minutes to play in this first half here on our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. Coming up at halftime, we'll dive more into the Josh Primo situation with the San Antonio Spurs, released today if you're just getting by the radio. Yes, Josh Primo released today as the handoff up the middle gets to the 15-yard line. Nice 7-yard run that time by Spencer.
And, you know, Jason, there's something there with Marshall. Like I've said, like they're able to move the ball. They're able to get the 5-6 yards, and then it's a bad play, and next thing you know, they're in third and long. But something there, they can capitalize on these first down runs that where they're getting 5 and 6 yards per carry.
Here's another run to the outside, breaks a tackle, and Katashi is up the near sideline across the 30, 35, and finally run out of bounds across the 40. They're going to spot him down at the 42-yard line.
See, I know I'm not crazy. Great play there, big play there, 42 yards. Big Brock Ramczynski was able to run him out of bounds. But Marshall has to limit the mistakes and keep this drive going. 4 minutes and 25 seconds left. They elected to receive, so they won't get the ball in the third, so they need to capitalize here.
27 yards on that last run by Katashi. Puts him at the 42-yard line. Here's a run up the middle that picks up another 5 yards. And this very fast-moving first half of football.
Wow, I know. It does feel fast. It's only 7:30.
I know, but we got 4 minutes to play before halftime. We've seen two passes. I mean, it's just Army-Navy with less passing. Here's a ham. My goodness, Brock Ramczynski rushes through, blows up the running back, but everybody fooled, including me. C.J. Little kept it that time. I was fooled. So was Brock Ramczynski. But I tell you what, the rest of the Chargers were not. No gain on the play by C.J. Little. Wayne Roundtree certainly not fooled as he took care of the Ram quarterback.
I really thought Brock was early.
Yeah.
Won't complain about it. Won't do me any good, but I thought he jumped off sides.
Houston Astros with a 1-0 lead in game one of the World Series. Here's a fullback dive on 3rd and 5 that picks up one.
Interesting play call. Maybe is this 2-down territory, Jason? No.
No, the punt team's coming
on. Okay. Yeah, you're only down 7-0. No need to take any silly risk. But at the same time, you are mathematically eliminated if you're Marshall. Why not take some chances? This is, if I'm Churchill, I got my eyes and my head on the swivel for the fake.
Well, they just now have a guy going back to return the punt. And they do get it away. Angling it, and it will go out of bounds around the 24-25-yard line. They're going to say right at the 25. That is where Churchill will take over with 2:37 to play in this opening quarter here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Your source for local news and sports in San Antonio begins with the San Antonio Express News. We've collected, written, and shown the stories that matter most to San Antonio. Look no further than the San Antonio Express News to continue to provide information and strength to the community. Whether it's on a field or on a court, we provide on-the-ground high school sports coverage. Go to expressnews.com or mysa.com for up-to-date scores and stats. Subscribe today at expressnews.com.
2:37 to play in the quarter. Isaiah Blankenship gets the carry around the right side and picks up 10 yards before he's finally dropped down at the 35-yard line. And you wonder if Churchill tries to kick it into high gear at this point.
It does look like they're playing with a little bit of tempo, Jason. Both teams doing a great job of running the ball on first down. It's second and third where it seems like it's coming all unglued for both squads.
Stamper back in at quarterback. gets the snap, hands the ball off. Rutherford up the middle, picks up a couple, maybe three, with 2 minutes to play in the first half. And yes, this is such a fast-moving game. We are in the second quarter. We are under 2 minutes to play. Churchill does have all three of their timeouts.
Yeah, we're wondering what's going on there. The players are rushing and wanting to play to get in, and coaches are telling them to calm down.
Going back to throw, Stampard rolling near side, under pressure, rolling, and just fires this one incomplete as he hits the track just to get rid of that one and avoid the sack.
Noah Garza and Romeo Ortiz on the pressure. And I can tell, because he's a lefty, Churchill, when Stampard does throw, they want to get him moving toward that side. They kind of like him rolling out and throwing the ball versus just sitting back there in the pocket. But each time that he's rolled off, even though it's going to be, what, how many, three passes for them?
Two.
Roman Ortiz and Norgard are right there in his face.
Third down and eight here for the Churchill Chargers. Gets the snap. Stamper. They're setting up the screen. They have it read, and Rutherford has it. Fumbles the football as he gets hit. And Marshall Rams looks like they have the football.
It looked like he made a couple steps, Jason.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Clearly.
And they've set up the screen pass.
Perfectly.
It's complete. Rutherford gets hit, separated from football, and the Marshall Rams get the first turnover of the game.
Wow. What a play. Churchill has them fooled, runs the screen to the tee, takes a couple steps, and they just make a textbook tackle. Hit, put the helmet on the football, fumble, and Marshall's going to have a minute 22 here, at least to get three, Jason.
They'll start this at the Churchill 42 after the fumble. C.J. Little out of the shotgun, hands the ball off, right up the middle, breaking a tackle, getting down to about the 31-yard line is Elijah Katashi.
And again, they got all three timeouts. Wonder when they start to use them, Jason. They didn't use one here. They're going to go hurry up.
70 seconds to play in the half. Churchill showing blitz. Spencer goes in motion. They hand it to Katashi up the middle, who gets about three. And let's see if Coach Tim Williams burns a timeout here, and he does.
Yeah, you have to there. That was a little scrum. 57 seconds. Churchill gets the ball the third. You really want to come away with something here.
Well, and you know, I don't want to say you have to, but you have to. It's a 7-0 game, but the way these offenses have struggled lately, 7-0 is huge, right? I mean, if you can tie it up, it's all right, great. But, right. You know, another score by Churchill, you get down two scores, and you might wonder if that's insurmountable. Three scores probably is.
It's over.
But you get advantage of a takeaway, and you have a short field. If you're Tim Williams and this Marshall Ram team, you have to be able to cash this in.
Agreed, Jason. Well said.
The San Antonio Express News is your source to local news and sports in San Antonio. It all starts with the San Antonio Express News. Subscribe today at expressnews.com. Trying to check scores from around the area at 210varsity.com. I know in the district last night, Brandeis with a huge 35-28 win over Clark. After the timeout, second down and eight here for the Marshall Rams. Little out of the shotgun, hands to Katashi up the middle. Nowhere to go, ball is loose, picked up by the Churchill Chargers, and they're able to return it back the other way. They've got blockers going down at the 30, the 25, the 20. A scoop and score touchdown for the Churchill Chargers. Are you kidding me? Cooper Koontz, the linebacker, picks up the Katashi fumble and returns it about 73 yards for the score.
Are you kidding me? You just had a full breakdown on what it would mean for Marshall to go down two scores. You said at three, it may be possibly over. And then you got to remember, 40 seconds left here in the first half. Churchill is going to start by getting the ball in the third quarter. What a turn of events, and what a scoop and run by Cooper Koontz.
Here comes the extra point try for Van Puren. A kicker selected for the San Antonio Sports All-Star Game that's coming up in January. Bit of a delay.
No, it's not.
I don't know. One of the referees is just taking a long time to get down and get in position.
He couldn't keep up with Cooper Kuntz.
Absolutely. Here comes the extra point try with 40 seconds to play in the half. There's the snap, the kick. It is up, and it is good. It is Churchill 14, Marshall 0 on San Antonio Sports Star.
Central Builders Incorporated is a family-owned, award-winning general contractor headquartered in San Antonio. Since 1989, CBI has completed over $1 billion in construction projects, including large-scale remodeling, expansions, and ground-up construction. The award-winning CBI has also been recognized by the San Antonio Business Journal as one of the best places to work for the past 4 years, and Central Builders is hiring. Learn more at centralbuilders.net. That's centralbuilders.net.
The annual Thomas J. Henry Bark in the Park Pet Costume Contest and Expo is coming back to Sunken Garden Theater. Join us on Saturday, October 29th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a pet-friendly, family-friendly, groovy time. Enter your pet in the biggest costume contest in Texas with cash prizes up to $1,000. All proceeds benefit local pet rescue organizations. There's plenty to do, from costume contests, vendors, food trucks, kids zone, and more. For more info or to register your pet in the Pet Costume Contest, visit bark.tjhlaw.com.
Back-to-back fumbles. The Churchill fumble set up the Marshall fumble that was a scoop and score for Cooper Kuntz. When you thought Marshall had a chance to tie the game at 7, Churchill's defense says uh-uh, and all of a sudden it is 14-0. On the extra point, there was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Marshall Rams, according to referee David Maxwell. So with the 15-yard penalty added to the kickoff, Churchill will kick off from the Marshall 45-yard line. We know that Cameron Van Buren has the leg to kick it through the uprights from here. I almost wonder if you don't go for an onside kick.
Why not? At worst, you recover the ball on their, or they get the ball on their own 35.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see what they play here. And it's a high pooch kick, fair catch, called for and made at the 21-yard line for the Marshall Rams. So that is where they will start this drive. They do have two timeouts, the Marshall Rams do, starting from their own 21-yard line.
Considering I know we just don't throw the ball well, if I'm Tim Williams, I almost go ahead and take a knee, get out of here, get ready for the third quarter.
See what they try here with quarterback C.J. Little coming out onto the field. Frost Bank, a proud sponsor of high school football. Frost believes that you don't have to bank with Frost to matter to the Frost. Bankers are available 24/7 to answer your financial questions. Little out of the shotgun on first and 10 from the 21. Dive handoff up the middle to Katashi. No, Little keeps it himself. Nice fake that time, and he ends up picking up about 10 yards.
Still two timeouts. They don't elect to burn one here, Jason.
No, I think they're content to go get the orange slices.
Yeah, I love those cold orange slices.
What was the last time you actually had a cold orange slice?
Ooh, that's what 87. I thought.
Yeah. Here is a late pitch by Little. Churchill's defense reads it well, and nowhere to go for Spencer on the carry. And I wonder if I'm Ron Harris, do I not use defensive timeouts? Although I think everybody is going to be pretty impressed with a literal 46-minute first half.
Five.
Three, yeah. Two, one. We should hear whistles. That is the end of the first half. We may have just set a record. It is halftime here at Heroes Stadium. Yes, 7:46. It is halftime. We have seen four total passes thrown in this first half. The Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds halftime show is coming up next, and we will do our best to try to figure out and discuss the Spurs' big news today, a Friday news dump. They have waived Joshua Prima. We'll get into that. And, of course, the first half highlights from this one, scores from around the area. And did I mention Prima was waived? We will get into that as we continue here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Injuries happen. When they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, sports injuries, dislocations, and sprains and strains. With two San Antonio locations, extended hours Monday through Saturday, on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury. And best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Injured? Get to OrthoNow. Visit TSAOG.com for more information.
Hi, Ghostbusting Ernie Hudson here. Thomas J. Henry asked me to say a few words about distracted driving. Next time you're driving, who are you going to text or call? Nobody, I hope. If you care about your life and the lives of others, you will not cross those streams. Using your phone while driving is extremely dangerous. Sadly, thousands of lives are needlessly lost every year. So if you don't want to become a Texas roadway statistic, please put your phone down. Don't talk, don't text, just drive. Thank you.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's a new day because COVID vaccines just got a big update. So all the big stuff coming up this fall? Well, now you can say, you bet I'll be there. Because updated COVID vaccines protect against both the original COVID virus and Omicron. And everyone 5 and older can get one. So this is a moment we've all been waiting for.
Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
America's Diamond offers our 5-year, 60-month financing program every day of the year. You don't have to wait for a sale to get 5-year financing with credit approval, or wait for a sale to get our guaranteed America's Diamond price, because we treat everyone fairly and with respect every day of the year. For almost 40 years, we have designed and created our extraordinary diamond jewelry right here in San Antonio. When you buy at America's Diamond, your money stays in San Antonio. Our whole company is located here and locally owned. Our kids and grandkids go to school here. All 40 of our co-workers live and shop in San Antonio for everything. Through the years, America's Diamond has supported thousands of wonderful charity events in San Antonio. We're the official jeweler of the San Antonio Spurs and of the University of Texas at San Antonio Athletics. See our television program about diamonds and jewelry tonight on ABC KSAT 12 at 12:35 a.m. or see it right now at americasdiamond.com.
Ready, break!
The San Antonio Express News High School Football Game of the Week. Now with the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds Halftime Show. Here again is Jason Minix and Rudy J.
It is halftime here at Hero Stadium on our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. The Churchill Chargers leading it. The Marshall Rams by a score of 14-0. Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds has teamed up with Mike Dicka's Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund to celebrate Pork Rind Appreciation Day in this year's sweepstakes. Enter to win $5,000 at SouthernRecipeSmallBatch.com, and you can find the bold flavors of Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds at HEB. In the World Series, the Houston Astros have a 2-0 lead on the Philadelphia Phillies in the top of the third inning. Justin Verlander with a couple of strikeouts. Justin Tucker with a home run for the first run. And Maldonado with an RBI single for the second run. A 2-0 lead for the Houston Astros. That should be the big story of the day. It is not.
Are you kind of like Rob that you feel like Philly is just on paper? It's just, they're just not good enough.
No.
Match up with Astros. Do you feel that way?
The Astros are a far superior team.
Right.
I'm with you there. I mean, they are. But the Phillies are on a roll. But if it goes to a deep series, that obviously benefits the Houston Astros right. and their deep, deep pitching bench. You know, their bullpen is deep. Their rotation is deep. 2-0 Astros. The San Antonio Spurs have a 21-12 lead on the Chicago Bulls without a Joshua Primo, who was waived earlier today. Who had that on their bingo card today? Nobody.
And I again, I know, you know, I'm biased, but I feel it's super weird that happened 5 minutes after you and Joe went off. You know, like they didn't want y'all getting any part of that. Jason, I have no idea. What I'm seeing so far is by the people on the know is that this is not a basketball-related issue, but more details to come. But right now, everybody's just pulling their straws. Nobody knows. We don't know these guys. We don't know what the Spurs – hell, we still don't know what happened with Murray and Kawhi. So I don't –
I mean, we know what happened with Kawhi.
Yeah, I mean,
we have an idea with Murray. But honestly, right. I look at – I mean, this is just strange. You know, I've been covering the San Antonio Spurs team since 1993, and I've never seen anything like this with what we know right now. Now – a non-basketball related issue, right?
Okay.
If he got in some kind of trouble, whatever the case may be, and it's all speculation at this point. This is Joshua Primo, a high draft pick, a lottery pick, that played the other, well, didn't play the other day. They benched him, right? They didn't trade him. This is a team right now that's trying to collect draft picks, right? They didn't send him to Austin. They didn't suspend him.
They just waived him. A lottery pick.
When you
unprecedented.
It is unprecedented. I've seen players get sent home. I've seen players do things, and you hear about it, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're playing for another basketball team. To flat out waive a guy, and then the Spurs sent out a press release, and, you know, whether it's because they knew we were finishing up and they called it a Friday news dump or not, I mean, it is a Friday news dump. But it was also right about the same time that Greg Popovich was going to be meeting with the media prior to tonight's game with the Chicago Bulls. The statement in the press release is from R.C. Buford, who is the CEO of the organization. It's R.C., but generally, a player gets waived to get a comment from the general manager. The Spurs general manager, by the way, his name is Brian Wright. He wasn't quoted in that statement. Greg Popovich, not quoted in that statement. According to Tom Orsborn of the San Antonio Express News, Greg Popovich said, "Have you all gotten the statement we've made? That's all I choose to say about that right now. We are just going to stick with what we told you all."
How do you feel about that, Jason? I mean, first of all, it's Spurs 101, but why leave us to speculate? Why do that?
I great question. I
don't think it's fair. I'm not trying to cry
no,
about it.
The Spurs don't want us talking about them in ways like that. And it's awful for fans and or media to speculate. And I'm not speculating on anything, but it doesn't appear to be a basketball related issue because, you know, if he did something that the Spurs didn't agree with, they could at least trade him and get some future picks. Even if they're second round picks, just send him to Austin, suspend him without pay. You just don't see players of his caliber getting waived this early in the season. They just picked up his rookie option.
Sure did.
There is so much more to this story. And I saw a tweet earlier go through.
What's that?
Late on a Friday, and I'm not a police crime beat reporter, but I guess they don't update the police records until Monday morning on Friday. It's late enough. I don't know. But that's the release and the it's just a very unusual situation to see a player get waived, a key player, with no explanation. If they would have said, "Look, there's some whatever." I mean, they say nothing, and I know they're we're in tank mode and all this kind of stuff. But this is a great way to tank. No, because if If you were just trying to get rid of a good player to continue to lose games, you're getting some picks in return. Or you're picking up a Russell Westbrook just to pay him off to not play here. You just don't waive a guy that has that kind of trade value. The Spurs front office is smart. This just... The go all Paul Harvey, the rest of this story is going to be interesting.
Yeah, this is bad. This is bad again. You didn't try to get anything for him. Anything. And I'm sure we'll know more by Monday, Jason. I would hope so. But, again, this is definitely a Friday news dump. This way everybody emotions can calm down. Twitter's going absolutely nuts right now. Well, at least Spurs Twitter. I'm looking for information. You're looking for information. And really nobody has any answers. Right now you're going to have writers, you're going to have TV, radio guys speculating, but I don't think anybody has anything. And according to our, you know, our group chat, you know, Sean and Bill Land were having trouble tiptoeing around the topic on air.
Well, and again, I mean, you know, and again, Tom Orsborn of the San Antonio Express News. Pop was late for his 5:45 media session. He was available around 6:15. The press release came out at 6:23. Coincidentally, the blitz ended at 6:24. And we talked about it in our open because
right.
It was
we
just,
had to.
You know, that kind of breaking news. Fortunately, an hour later, we're already at halftime of a 14-0 game. Churchill leading Marshall here for our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week.
I wish y'all could have seen Jason's face when I showed him my phone. Because Jason's trying to do an open to this high school game, and I show him my Mark Stein tweet, and he's like, what? Like I was to the point where I had to check my phone to make sure it wasn't one of those, you know, those blooper accounts. Like, there's no way this just happened.
Well, and picking up his option, depending on what...
That's the crazy part,
in
Jason.
His contract, they picked up his option on October 10th. That means the Spurs will owe him a little over $4 million this year and next, unless there's some contract in the language that could void having to make that kind of payment, depending on what's going on there. Look, all I know is at this point, this can't be about basketball. All we can do now is speculate, which that's never, never good. When we learn actual factual details, we're certainly going to pass that along. It is halftime here of Marshall and Churchill for our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week here at Hero Stadium. We'll continue with the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds halftime show here on San Antonio Sports Star.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Roll Super Mega for your backside. Ow. Shake your booty, do the Charmin slide. Super Mega make you feel alright. Everybody do the Charmin slide. Long-lasting TP gets everybody going. Please, booty's clean and totally glowing. Shake your booty, do the Charmin slide. Change your Rolex and go with pride.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is longer-lasting, so you can change the roll less often. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Your bills are due on the 13th, but you don't get paid until the 15th. Sound familiar? Life doesn't always wait for payday. Get the NetSpend All Access account for your everyday mobile banking needs and get paid up to 2 days faster with direct deposit. Get started today at netspend.com and go beyond banking. Banking services provided by an account established by Pathward NA member FDIC. Faster access based on comparison of our ACH processing policy versus posting funds at settlement. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
Here, and
Halftime here at Hero Stadium with the Churchill Chargers leading the Marshall Rams 14-0. He is Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix. The Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds halftime show here on the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. Bottom third, Astros continue to lead the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll continue to update that. We're probably not going to hear any real detail on Joshua Primo in the next few minutes, so let's talk some high school football in a game of a couple of teams that have struggled this year, evenly matched coming in, and it's a 14-0 game. You think about Marshall, they had a good opening drive, but they ended up punting away. Churchill took over on their 28-yard line. They marched right down the field, and they got an opening drive touchdown.
Stamper out of the shotgun. Third and goal from the one. He bobbles the snap, but it ends up in the hands of Blankenship, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. My goodness.
Wow.
A little bit of wows?
A little bit.
A lot of wows. With that, and you think about that was the only scoring in the first quarter. I mean, we're at halftime, and it's 8:03. Think about how quick this game is going. The Churchill Chargers fumbled, and Marshall was able to take over at the Churchill 42-yard line with a great opportunity to add some points before halftime and make it a 7-7 game. But then, after the timeout, second down and 8 here for the Marshall Rams. Little out of the shotgun. Hands of Katashi up the middle. Nowhere to go. Ball is loose. Picked up by the Churchill Chargers, and they're able to return it back the other way. They've got blockers going down at the 30, the 25, the 20. A scoop and score touchdown for the Churchill Chargers. Are you kidding me? Cooper Koontz, the linebacker, picks up the Katashi fumble and returns it about 73 yards for the score. And that is where we stand at halftime, with it being 14-0, Churchill leading the Marshall Rams. And we talk about evenly matched. Both teams have run the ball 20 times in this first half. Churchill has 20 carries for 86 total yards. Marshall, 20 carries for 100 total rushing yards. Marshall, 0-1 in throwing the ball. The Chargers, 2-3 for 9 yards. So Marshall has 21 plays for exactly 100 yards. The Churchill Chargers have 22 plays for 95 yards, yet they have a 14-0 lead.
Yeah, the opportunity, taking advantage of your opportunities. Again, you sometimes on the fumble recovery, Jason, it's a perfect little scoop and takeoff running. Sometimes you have to just fall on it. That time, Cooper Koontz just had a perfect fumble, scooped it up and took it all the way in for the house. So, and then now they get to start the third quarter with the ball. But I think this halftime show actually taking longer than that first half did.
You know, it might feel like it. Checking scores from around the area from 210varsity.com. Highlands leading Sam Houston by a score of 21-0. Brennan all over Holmes, 35-7. Uvalde leads Memorial 14-0. Wagner over Seguin, 20-0. Bernie over Somerset, 21-7. Smithson Valley leading Hayes, 21-7. Central Catholic and the Village Vikings are still scoreless, according to 210varsity.com. And, you know, there's one score that I'm scrolling down trying to find and unable to find it as the page refreshes. So I'll try to find out that Judson Steele score in a moment. Last night, Brandeis beat Clark 35-28 to stay undefeated in district play. Tomorrow, it is Reagan against Roosevelt at 2 o'clock over at Comalander Stadium. If Reagan beats Roosevelt, they'll be undefeated. Next Friday night, we've got Brandeis and Reagan in the regular season finale in a game that, if Reagan wins tomorrow, will be for the district championship.
I got a lovely feeling that that's going to be a great game. But tomorrow, Jace, you said Reagan-Roosevelt. That's a must-win for Roosevelt, considering Clark lost. The small window open for Roosevelt. Mathematically, with that calculator, that MIT calculator, Roosevelt still may be open, but I can't wait until next Friday, that Reagan versus Brandeis. Somebody, one of our listeners was asking me about that game today, and I couldn't pick. He said, who you think's better? I can't pick. I've seen both teams, and I've been impressed by both teams. I'll just wait and see next week as we get to watch it in person.
Well, and again, I mean, that's the beauty of it. I mean, and it doesn't always mean whoever is better is actually better. I mean, you know, it's funny how that always seems to work out. And again, Joshua Primo, wave. Wow. I had a friend of mine that texted me that said, Sean Elliott looks upset, visibly shaken, talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a guy that on Media Day talked about being the face of the franchise.
I got to find, we got to find this thing out over
the
weekend.
Well, we will. The Spurs might not want to tell us, but you know that is a story that we will continue to follow. It is halftime here at Hero Stadium. Churchill and Marshall, the Chargers lead the Rams 14-0 here on the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week here on San Antonio Sports Star.
It's a new day because COVID vaccines just got a big update. So all the big stuff coming up this fall, well, now you can say, you bet I'll be there. Because updated COVID vaccines protect against both the original COVID virus and Omicron. And everyone 5 and older can get one. So this is a moment we've all been waiting for.
Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, three more climbers, seven loggers.
Ted's sustainably sourced logging company is growing a new branch.
What about truck driver contracts?
Which means a new HR manager will be the first hire to fall.
Then we'll need to staff up the warehouse.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It is the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rind Halftime Show here on the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. 14-0, Churchill leading the Marshall Rams. He is Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix. When you think about this first half, two teams that have struggled evenly matched. We said it would be a game that we expected to see a lot of running. The Churchill Chargers, 2 of 3 passing for 9 yards. The Marshall Rams, 0 for 1 for no yards, all on the ground. And you look at Elijah Katashi right now, sitting at 13 carries for 91 yards, but he had the fumble that was returned for a touchdown for the Churchill Chargers. Blankenship with 9 carries for 67 yards. Sam Smith, 3 carries for 12 yards. Relaford, 4 carries for 3 yards. And he, too, has lost a fumble.
Yeah. Katashi, some great runs. And, you know, that's what we said. And he had the big run there for 27 yards. And I kept saying, you know, there's something there for Marshall. I like what they're doing. They just can't capitalize and sustain the momentum that they're gaining on first down. And Churchill, you know, they've just been opportunistic and But Blankenship's doing a good job of making sure he gets good yardage on first down as well. So this was going to come down to, can Marshall get off the field a couple times while the offense gets going? And they've shown that they can do that, but they have to capitalize on some of those Katashi runs.
Well, and again, I mean, you look at Marshall. They've been able to move the ball at times. They've had a couple of decent drives, but a handful of punts, the one big turnover, and when they got a takeaway, they couldn't take advantage of it because they gave it right back, and that became a defensive touchdown for Churchill. And when you're a team that struggles, like both of these teams have struggled, a non-offensive touchdown could be the difference in winning and losing, and Churchill has that already in the first half with that defensive touchdown. If you're Marshall, could you get a punt return, maybe a punt block that you're able to either return for a score or at the very least set yourself up with a short field and you're able to cash it in, get some sort of special teams touchdown. It's not always on the offense when you have offenses that are dealing with so many injuries like both of these teams are. We will have the second half kickoff when we come back, as both teams have come out of the locker room. The Chargers ready to come onto the field as they prepare to burst through their banner. The Marshall Rams, I don't know if they're bannerless or not. Well, here comes the group to bring out their banner. So, yeah, they get a second half banner as well. We'll start the second half at 8:13. When we come back here on the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week on San Antonio Sports Star.
Your source for local news and sports in San Antonio begins with the San Antonio Express News. We've collected, written, and shown the stories that matter most to San Antonio. Look no further than the San Antonio Express News to continue to provide information and strength to the community. Whether it's on a field or on a court, we provide on-the-ground high school sports coverage. Go to expressnews.com or mysa.com for up-to-date scores and stats. Subscribe today at expressnews.com.
The San Antonio Quarterback Club is celebrating their 75th year. If you love football, come to the San Antonio Quarterback Club meetings every Tuesday at the Corey Golf Club. The San Antonio Quarterback Club is a proud supporter of Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Foundation, and this week's guest speaker is legendary high school football coach Todd Dodge. That's Tuesday, 11 to 1 at the Corey Golf Club for lunch and football talk at the San Antonio Quarterback Club. For more information, go to saqbclub.com.
The annual Thomas J. Henry Bark in the Park Pet Costume Contest and Expo is coming back to Sunken Garden Theater. Join us on Saturday, October 29th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a pet-friendly, family-friendly, groovy time. Enter your pet in the biggest costume contest in Texas with cash prizes up to $1,000. All proceeds benefit local pet rescue organizations. There's plenty to do, from costume contests, vendors, food trucks, kids zone, and more. For more info or to register your pet in the Pet Costume Contest, visit bark.tjhlaw.com.
When you need an electrician, Hill Electric is available 24/7 for residential and commercial needs. If you're having to rework your office, let Hill Electric design your socially distant space to ensure each workstation has the proper electrical needs. For over 35 years, the family-owned Hill Electric has served San Antonio. There is never a service charge and always free estimates. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074. That's 404-9074. Or go to hill-electric.com.
Second half kickoff for Marshall, returned by the Churchill Chargers across the 20, makes a move at the 25, coming back near side at the 30-yard line, crossing at the 35 up to the 40, and finally drug out of bounds near midfield. What a way to get the second half underway for the Churchill Chargers. Then a great return by the Chargers. He is Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix. It is the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week, and a short field here for the Chargers. Exactly what we were talking about in there in the halftime. I mean, you get a special teams play that can help set up your team with that great return.
You hit it on the head during halftime. This could be the difference of the game. And another two-way outside linebacker Diego Sostra, the sophomore, with a great return just off of field. Great field position for the Chargers.
And Blankenship gets the carry, starts up the middle, comes back the other way, down to near sideline, still on his feet, across the 30, down to the 25-yard line, and they're going to spot him down at the 23-yard line, a 27-yard run for Isaiah Blankenship on the first play of the second half. Churchill with a 14-0 lead, trying to effectively put this game away early in the third quarter. Kind of like Kyle Tucker is doing in game one of the World Series. He just hit a three-run homer, his second home run of the game. The Astros lead the Phillies 5-0. Here's Kyle Stamper working out of the shotgun. Hands it to Blankenship up the middle, still on his feet, turning inside the 20, down to the 15-yard line. Make it the 16 is where they're going to spot him. 7 yards on that run for number 27.
Well, what's funny about that run a couple plays ago, Jace, by Blankenship, it's funny watching the quarterback run down the field like he's blocking, but really he's just running down the field, really not touching anybody, but you don't want to be caught on film not running down the field.
You're the quarterback. You can get away with that. Yeah, Stamper gives it to Blankenship again, right up the middle. We'll have a first down at the 10. 6 yards on that run, and it's first and goal for the Churchill Chargers.
Scary hours here for Marshall. You really can't, with the way your offense is set up, go down 21-0. They're going to need a stop here. They did get a fumble in the first half at the goal line, but unfortunately Churchill recovered it. But they're going to need to come up with a stop some way, somehow, because with that offense, you can't get down 21-0.
Stamper out of the shotgun, fumbles the snap, picks it up, and he makes a move at the 10. He's coming across the 5, and Kyle Stamper is into the end zone. A broken play that turns into a touchdown for the Churchill Chargers. Kyle Stamper on the 10-yard run.
Have you ever seen a team score 2 touchdowns on broken play fumbles?
No.
I'm sure you have, but wow. You get a fumble in the first half. Blankenship recovers it in the end zone. That time they bobble the snap. Stamper picks it up, takes it the opposite way, and scores. Unlucky for Marshall.
And Pruin on for the PAT. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And it's Churchill 21, Marshall 0 here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Ever find yourself in a department store with a question, but you can't find anyone who actually works there, so you just wander? That's what it feels like when you call most banks. But at Frost, we have live customer service 24/7, so you can speak to a real human right when you call, every time you call. No phone tree, no bots, just help from a real human when you need it. It's about being there for you. It's about more than money. Frost Bank.
Here in South Texas, it's hot, it's hailing, it's pouring rain, and it's Stevens Roofing to the rescue. Stevens Roofing is the official weather sponsor for high school football right here on San Antonio Sports Star. Locally owned and licensed with the city of San Antonio, Stevens Roofing is proud to support local schools and other local organizations. For all your roofing needs, go licensed, go local. Go with Stevens Roofing, your local roofer. 210-785-0994, 210-785-0994. 994.
4 plays, 50 yards. Kyle Stamper with the 10-yard run to finish off that drive. It's 21-0 Chargers. High pooch kick by Van Pruin. It's going to be caught and kneeled on by the Marshall Rams. So it should be, let's see, they're going to.
What are they? 29? No. Yeah, 29. Their own 29.
Well, but yeah, but he was at the 25, and if you fair catch it, let's see, where you got two different refs trying to mark the ball in different spots. We're going to call it the 26 because that is where they put the ball down.
That's all that matters is where they put it.
Carl Little and the Marshall offense out on the field. And it's a direct snap to Katashi. And Katashi breaks a couple of tackles and gets across the 40 and up to the 43-yard line. They just go wildcat on that time, or do we call it a wild ram?
I like that. When this game's over, whenever that is, Jason, you're going to look back at Katashi's numbers and say, if you didn't have a score, you'd be like, hey, Marshall was in this game. But just unlucky. A couple unlucky plays turned into a 21-0 lead.
Handoff up the middle goes absolutely nowhere.
this point, Jason, you're Marshall. Do you go into the passing playbook? You just keep doing what you do. You can't. I mean, you can't be who you're not.
Well, that's it. I mean, I don't know what they can do, but you know, they're going direct snap to Katashi this entire drive, and now he hands it off. I don't know if something happened to C.J. Little or if they're just trying something different, but this time Katashi hands it off.
For about a yard.
I believe Hayden Bolton, a defensive back, on that carry, because they're just any warm body will do kind of situation. They've got a 34 out there who's not even on our roster.
I don't have a 34 on my. I promise I was just about to say that. No 34 on my list.
Elijah Katashi stays in at quarterback from the shotgun on third down and 8. Churchill showing blitz. Katashi will keep himself, split some defenders, but he can't get by them all as he is brought down at the 48-yard line. Picks up about 3, maybe 4 that time, and it's fourth down, and let's see if Coach Tim Williams is sending out the punt team, and he is.
Wow. I realized it was a split second there, Jason. I thought he was going to go. Guess not. I guess you just continue to play the right way, no matter what the situation is. But fourth and 4 at the 50?
Yeah, they're at the 49. Vigil standing back at his own 36-yard line to receive the punt. They've all been short tonight, and he calls for a fair catch, backpedals, and makes a nice catch at the 21-yard line, maybe a little bit more difficult than he needed to do while backpedaling. So with 7:39 to play here in this third quarter, Churchill gets the ball from their own 21-yard line. Still 5-0 Astros in game one. Kyle Tucker with 2 home runs. Josh Primo still unemployed by the San Antonio Spurs with the update.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen, and I wonder. We'll know if it's how serious it is, Jason, by how many people look to go after him. If nobody wants to touch him, we'll know it's serious.
Hey, we'll know it's serious before we know if anybody's going after
True.
Him. Handoff to Isaiah Blankenship up the middle, breaks a tackle across the 25, and then ridden down. They're going to spot him at the 26-yard line, another 5 yards for Isaiah Blankenship, who now has 13 carries for 112 yards.
Off Churchill. It's a little early, but I already start. They're up 21-0. I start using every bit of that game clock right now.
Second down and 5 from the 26. Stamper out of the shotgun. Gets the snap. Gives it to Blankenship. Right side, he'll have the first down. He's going to be right near the sticks. Maybe a measurement. He might be short. It's 3rd and 1.
Ooh, let me see this measurement, Jason.
It's third and inches. Third and inches.
Should be an easy conversion for Blankenship. He's been a monster all night tonight.
I don't know, man. Might go Sam Smith here in short yardage situation. See what Stamper does out of the shotgun. They give it to Smith, and Smith will pick up the first down. He ends up with another 3 yards, and it's a fresh set of downs here for the Churchill Chargers.
I hate that you can push the guy forward, but you can't pull him back. I hate that rule. You can push a guy 5 yards forward, but if you pull him back, no, for progress. What? Everything's for the offense. I digress.
You were a soccer player. Stop.
I know, right?
1st and 10 here for the Chargers. Movement. Free play here. Stamper going back to throw. Unleashes one deep downfield over the shoulder. Grab is made and then brought down after the beautiful catch by Diego Marsh over the shoulder. What a throw by Stamper and a great catch by Diego Marsh.
You know what's most impressive about that play for me, Jason, is that Stamper knew he had a free play and took the shot. Then threw a dart. Threw a really, really good pass. Really good over-the-shoulder catch by Diego Marsh. Great job by Churchill all around. The recognition that you had a free play. Diego Marsh getting open, creating just a bit of separation. And Kyle Stamper putting the ball where only Diego could catch it.
48 yards on the completion. And as referee, David Maxwell, haven't said his name a lot tonight, fortunately, indicates offsides against Marshall. Declined by Coach Ron Harris. First and 10 at the Marshall 22-yard line. And Blankenship up the near hash. Picks up a couple three. Let's see. Man, more than that. He got a good push at the end of that run.
Yeah, he did. Clock says four. Well, the scoreboard says he got 4 yards.
About right. Sixth play of the drive coming here for the Chargers. Second down and six from the 18. 5:18 to play in this fast-moving third quarter. Stamper will keep it himself. Starts to the left, cuts back to the right, breaks a tackle, makes a man miss at the 10. He's at the 5, has a guy riding him all the way to the back, and they're going to spot him just inside the 1 yard line. He's not in. He's celebrating like he is, but they have spotted him at the 1. 17 yards on the run for Kyle Stamper.
77, the right tackle. Big Jackson Cruz thought he was in as well. And you see Stamper's confidence growing as this game goes on, Jason. He's had a really good run on the last possession where he got a touchdown, then he made the throw, then right there ran the ball with a lot of confidence.
First and goal for the Chargers. Stamper hands it off to Sam Smith. Up the middle, touchdown, Churchill Chargers. Sam Smith on the one-yard run, and it's 27-0 Chargers with the extra point try to come.
We got a flag on the play. I don't know if that's an excessive celebration or unnecessary. I'm sure that may be on Churchill. I'm not sure. It was a little scrum down there, Jason, but flags flew. We'll see what the call is.
Well, let's see. The Philadelphia Phillies get on the board in the fourth inning. It's now 5-1.
Mm-hmm. What inning?
Top of the fourth.
Okay.
I never got any kind of indication from David Maxwell, the referee. Not that I was checking the Astros score. But the extra point team is still out there. There seems to be some confusion. Here's Smith, unsportsmanlike conduct against Churchill. So, yeah, the excessive celebration, and they'll add that on to the kickoff. So Marshall should end up with good field position.
Churchill, got to remain professional. But they're excited. Old Sam Smith, linebacker, two-way player, but having a good game playing that little smash mouth fullback.
He's got runs of 3, 5, 4, 3, and 1.
There you go.
Extra point. They're going to run a fake. Ryan Vigil trying to get to the outside, and the conversion is no good. He dove for it. He thinks he made it.
He threw
that late.
Yes, he threw it late, like very.
He was going out of bounds and threw it. I want to see the replay here on the scoreboard and see what they show us. It is 29-0 as we see the replay here. Now they're showing the touchdown. 29-0. Chargers leading the Marshall Rams here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Working from home, you realize you don't have enough outlets or USB ports. Hill Electric can fix that for you. For over 3 decades, the family-owned Hill Electric has served San Antonio homes and businesses. From adding an outlet, fixing that fuse that always blows, or that flickering light, Hill Electric has the right service at the right price, and there is never a service charge and always free estimates. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074. That's 404-9074. Or go to hill-electric.com.
Injuries happen. When they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, sports injuries, dislocations, and sprains and strains. With 2 San Antonio locations, extended hours Monday through Saturday, on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury. And best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Injured? Get to OrthoNow. Visit TSAOG.com for more information.
7 plays, 79-yard drive for the Churchill Chargers. Ends with the touchdown. Then the Ryan Vigil pass to Isaiah Blankenship for the 2-point conversion. Penalty on the conversion, or on the touchdown for unsportsmanlike conduct, means Churchill has to kick off from deep in their own end, and they run a pooch kick, fair caught by Marshall. So the Rams will start this drive with pretty good field position. The Houston Astros have given up 3 in the fourth inning. It is now 5-3 Houston, 2 outs in the inning. Runner on at second. 5-3 is the score. First and 10 from the 38-yard line here for Marshall. 4:38 to play in the third quarter. 29-0 our score. A toss sweep to 34, who's not on our roster, gets around the right side, breaks a couple of tackles, and is finally pushed out of bounds at the 46-yard line. A pickup of 8 yards for the unnamed Marshall Ram.
Katashi's not just, y'all thought they were going direct snap. He's just pretty much quarterback now at this point, Jason.
It kind of feels that way.
Yeah, I haven't seen C.J. Little at all this third quarter. So I don't think these are direct snaps. He's actually running QB, and unnamed 34 is taking his spot.
Katashi gets the snap and will have just enough for a first down as he picked up 2 yards. And a fresh set of downs here for the Marshall Rams, who on the season, they were shut out by Brandeis 24-0. And there's been a couple of games where they've scored 7. Right now, trying to find some way to get onto that scoreboard. Katashi out of the shotgun, running an option, and he's going to be tackled from behind. And I thought initially we might see a horse collar, but I think Churchill did a good job of reached and I let go. Wayne Roundtree with a nice tackle that time.
He's had a quietly good game. Also, Luke Hardy, Jaden May, those three guys up front. You know what's coming. You're just getting kind of bracing yourself for it. They've done a good job, but great tackle and great job avoiding the horse collar by Roundtree that time.
Second down and 13. Out of the shotgun. Hands it off to 34, who trips over one of his linemen and falls down immediately. Does fall forward for at least a yard, but it's now third down and 12.
Another long, long third down. You don't have any way of throwing the ball, and they're going to take a timeout and talk about what they want to do.
And we'll break it with them here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Your source for local news and sports in San Antonio begins with the San Antonio Express News. We've collected, written, and shown the stories that matter most to San Antonio. Look no further than the San Antonio Express News to continue to provide information and strength to the community. Whether it's on a field or on a court, we provide on-the-ground high school sports coverage. Go to expressnews.com or mysa.com for up-to-date scores and stats. Subscribe today at expressnews.com.
Third down and 12 with 3:06 to play here in this third quarter. Our game brought to you in part by Hill Electric. For over 3 decades, Hill Electric is available 24/7 for residential and commercial needs. Call 210-404-9074 or hill-electric.com. Never a service charge, always free estimates. Third and 12 from their own 47-yard line. Rams, they take the shotgun snap. Rolling out is Elijah Katashi. Fires over the middle. Catch is made at the Charger 45-yard line, but well short of what is needed for a first down.
Yeah, Nathaniel Daniels on that catch, but it wasn't anywhere near the sticks. And they're not sending the punt unit just yet, Jason.
Well, you're looking at 4th and 5.
Right.
As Marshall gets their first completion of the game for 8 yards. And Elijah Katashi, the starting tailback, who has 110 yards rushing on 18 carries, is now 1-for-1 passing. 4th down and 5 from the Charger 45-yard line. From the shotgun. Pitches it out to 34, who's not on the roster, and he is going to dive, and he's going to be close to a first down. It's going to depend on the spot, and I think he gets a favorable spot for the Rams to convert this fourth down.
Yeah, that was very favorable, but heck of an effort there by 34, diving for the first down. Knew exactly where he needed to get. I thought they may stick with their money man and let Katashi run the ball, but they gave it to 34, and he did exactly what he needed to do to keep this drive going. With a minute 55 left in the third quarter.
So they do pick up the first down. Under 2 minutes to play here in this third quarter. First and 10 from the Charger 41-yard line. Katashi out of the shotgun will keep it himself, trying to get to the right side. But the Chargers defensive coordinator has put a spy on number two with the likes of number five, and that is Brock Ramczynski, who will play in the San Antonio Sports All-Star Game coming up January 7th in the Alamo Dome, the 45th edition of the San Antonio Sports All-Star Game presented by HEB. Injured player on the field for Churchill will take a TSAOG Orthopedics injury timeout.
Injuries happen. When they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, sports injuries, dislocations, and sprains and strains. With two San Antonio locations, extended hours Monday through Saturday, on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury. And best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Injured? Get to OrthoNow. Visit TSAOG.com for more information.
If you're dealing with any kind of injury, it is the Sports Institute at TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow Injury Clinics, as you just heard, offer Saturday walk-in hours from 8 to 2, allowing you to skip the ER and go straight to an orthopedic specialist. To learn more, TSAOG.com. Along with Rudy J, I'm Jason Minix for our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. The injured Charger getting to his feet and is going to need some help coming off the field, and again, it looks like a leg injury, unable to put any weight on that leg.
Mm-hmm. Is that 34, Roman Romo?
Yes.
Okay.
The big-time linebacker for the Churchill Chargers.
Junior linebacker, hope he's okay. So can't put any weight on it.
As we get back to action here, it will be second down and 7 for the Marshall Rams. And Elijah Katashi, the starting tailback, is basically taken over as quarterback here in the second half. 90 seconds to play in this third quarter. They'll send a man in motion. Katashi will keep it himself, trying to get to the left side, and gets a nice run. Gets about 6 to bring up third down and a yard.
Really good run that time. Good blocking on that left side. Got out there quick feet. Got to where he needed to go, hit the hole. Was it looks like JC only needs about a yard where the ball marked is marked on Churchill's 28, so about a yard.
It's actually the 32, but
32. You're right.
Third and 1. Don't look at the scoreboard.
I can't read.
Don't look at the scoreboard. Here's a run right up the middle on third and 1, and they're going to get the first down to the 30. Another 2 yards for Katashi.
He says, hey, let me just get the first and get a new set of downs. I don't even know if that was a play call. He just kind of quick snapped it, got up the middle, got the first down, and they're in business. And I'm looking at the ball. That's on the 30.
Right on the 30 with just under 30 seconds to play here in the quarter. The 11th play of this drive coming here for the Marshall Rams. Hand off to number 34, who's not on our roster. He picks up a yard on what will be the final play of this third quarter. We'll move to the fourth quarter here on our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week with the Churchill Chargers leading the Marshall Rams. It is 29-0 here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Central Builders Incorporated is a family-owned, award-winning general contractor headquartered in San Antonio. Since 1989, CBI has completed over $1 billion in construction projects, including large-scale remodeling, expansions, and ground-up construction. The award-winning CBI has also been recognized by the San Antonio Business Journal as one of the best places to work for the past 4 years, and Central Builders is hiring. Learn more at centralbuilders.net. That's centralbuilders.net.
Ever find yourself in a department store with a question, but you can't find anyone who actually works there, so you just wander? That's what it feels like when you call most banks. But at Frost, we have live customer service 24/7, so you can speak to a real human right when you call, every time you call. No phone tree, no bots, just help from a real human when you need it. It's about being there for you. It's about more than money. Frostbank.
We head to the fourth quarter of our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. 29-0, the Churchill Chargers shutting out the Marshall Rams, but the Rams on their best drive of the game. Their 11th play coming up, second down and 9 from the Charger 29-yard line. At halftime, the Josh Primo-less Spurs lead the Chicago Bulls 62-60 in the World Series. Bottom of the fourth inning, Astros lead the Phillies 5-3. Elijah Katashi will take the snap, runs left side, gets stood up, spins forward down to about the 25-yard line. Another 4 yards for Elijah Katashi. Along with Rudy J, I'm Jason Minix here on the San Antonio Express News Game of the Week.
He got 2 more yards than I thought he was going to. He was able to keep his feet moving, spun out of that first bunch of tackles, and got about 2 more yards. Kid's playing hard. I mean, he's in a tough situation, down 29-0, taking a beating, but he's still out there chugging along, got a good little 4-yard gain that time.
Handoff up the middle to number 34, whose name is not on our roster, if you've heard me say that already. 5 yards on that run, and that's another first down here for the Marshall Rams.
Yeah, this is what you kind of expected all game long, but now you got to turn it into some points and not turn it over, actually. That's pretty much what you want to do on their 20. Need a 7 right here.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Katashi out of the shotgun, gets the snap, bobbles it, will keep it himself, runs right side, picks up about 5 yards, loses a mouthpiece in the process.
Dude, we'll rinse that. We just put it right back in.
You just put it in.
Come on, man.
And give him 6 yards on that. Yeah. Where's he going to go rinse it? Where's he? It's not like it's grassy. You know, you wipe off the little black rubber pellets and you're good to go.
5 second rule.
Second down and 4.
Yeah.
Katashi out of the shotgun. Will keep it himself this time right side. Gets down to the 10. Make it the 9. Another 5-yard run. He's getting it in 5-yard chunks. This is 15 plays on this drive that started at their own 38-yard line.
Wow. 15. Taking a lot of time off the clock, though. I don't want to probably speed up these huddles just a little bit, but you got to do what you have to do. You have to be you, but that's a lot of time off the clock.
First and goal from the 9. Hands it off to 34, who trips over the 10-yard line. Literally the 10-yard line, reached up and grabbed him and pulled him right down. No gain. Second down and goal.
My favorite defender, the Turf Monster.
He could have stepped on the mouthpiece.
Oh, yeah.
No, see, I'm kidding. No, he put it back in.
I think it was a Turf Monster.
Yeah. Second down and goal here for the Marshall Rams. Trailing 29-0. Trying to get on that scoreboard. They fumble the snap. 34 picks it up. He's back at the 10-yard line and is going to get dropped. They're going to mark him down at the 12. A loss of 3. Brock Ramczynski on the play defensively for the Chargers.
Oh, man, tough break that time for the Rams. You know, 17th play, you got some momentum, and now you find yourself in the third and really long. Of course, it's 2-down territory, but tough play, tough break that time on the shotgun.
Third and goal from the 12. From the shotgun, Katashi hands the ball off, and 34 gets 2 yards back. It's going to be fourth and goal from the 10-yard line. Clearly, you go for it. Or you don't. Here, the field goal team is coming on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, this looks like the field goal unit coming on.
Reed,
but no, I would have went for it too, Jason. I was with you on the thought process.
You know, this is like Tampa Bay last week in Carolina. You kick a field goal just so you don't get shut out. Reed Castanejas from 27 yards out. Snap is high, flags everywhere. Could have been blocked by Kuntz if they actually put it down, but let's see what the penalty is. It's fourth and goal from the 10, so it's either going to the 15 or the 5. David Maxwell, our referee, will let us know. Offsides on the defense, so it goes to the 5-yard line. You wonder if that changes the thought process for Coach Tim Williams of the Marshall Rams.
It would for me.
Yeah, but you always go for it.
Absolutely.
Everything in life, you always go for it. You never settle for a field goal, if you will.
I learned from you.
22-yard attempt here for Reed Castanejas. The kick is up, and the kick is good. The Marshall Rams are on the board. It is Churchill 29, Marshall 3 here on San Antonio Sports Star.
Injuries happen. When they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, sports injuries, dislocations, and sprains and strains. With two San Antonio locations, extended hours Monday through Saturday, on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury. And best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Injured? Get to OrthoNow. Visit TSAOG.com for more information.
The annual Thomas J. Henry Bark in the Park Pet Costume Contest and Expo is coming back to Sunken Garden Theater. Join us on Saturday, October 29th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a pet-friendly, family-friendly, groovy time. Enter your pet in the biggest costume contest in Texas with cash prizes up to $1,000. All proceeds benefit local pet rescue organizations. There's plenty to do, from costume contests, vendors, food trucks, kids zone, and more. For more info or to register your pet in the pet costume contest, visit bark.tjhlaw.com.
An 18-play drive ends with a 22-yard field goal. 29-3 our score here. You wonder if Marshall will try an onside kick. The Chargers look like they're preparing for that. Instead, it's a pooch kick trying to find some open ground, but they can't. The Chargers will retreat, call for a fair catch, and that is where they will take over, leading by 26 with 8:06 to play here in the fourth quarter. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Frost Bank, a proud sponsor of high school football. Frost believes that you don't have to bank with Frost to matter to the Frost. Bankers are available 24/7 to answer your financial questions. And the San Antonio Quarterback Club, celebrating their 75th year, the San Antonio Quarterback Club meets every Tuesday. A proud supporter of the Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. Learn more at saqbclub.com. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. First down run. It doesn't get much here for the Churchill Chargers.
Nothing at all. Almost borderline a tackle for a loss. Again, if you're Churchill right now, you just want a good solid drive, maybe 40, 50 yards, eat up 4 to 5 minutes, and, you know, go on about your business. The last thing you want is another quick three and out.
Well, and for Churchill, you know, you get a win tonight. You play Lee next week to close out the regular season. You go into the offseason with a chance to feel really good about your program and the direction. Lee right now getting shut out by Johnson at halftime, 44-0. Here's Rutherford on the run, and he gets up to the 29-yard line. Another 3 yards for Harold Rutherford.
Pretty good carry. Put him in third and manageable. And going back to what you said, Jason, about Churchill, you probably beat Lee, and that finishes you at 4-4, and then Clark, depending on what happens with them, but you do have the head-to-head over Clark.
That win in the Gucci Bowl.
Right.
But again, you start looking at the standings and where they are, and, you know, you think about Clark, you know. I think they got a bye in the final week, so they're finished with the regular season and now just waiting. Here's a handoff on third and 5, and Marshall swarms to the ball. That'll be a run for no gain, and it's fourth and 5. Only about 2 minutes off the clock here by the time they punt this one away. So a pretty good defensive stand there, forcing a three and out for the Marshall Rams defense.
But if you are Churchill's defense, you've done a great job all night of containing them and keeping them in between the 20s. So while you wanted to use a little bit more time, you still got enough confidence in your defense that you're well in control of this game.
Thomas Spencer back to return the punt. Van Pruen 10 on the line of scrimmage for Marshall. They look like they want to come after this one and put some pressure on there. We saw one blocked a week ago. They get the pressure, but the punt is away, and it's a booming punt. Fair caught and made at the 24-yard line. What a punt that time by Van Pruen, and a long field now here for the Marshall Rams with 5:47 to play in this fourth quarter here on the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. You know, Rudy, you look at Marshall, that last drive, they took up a lot of time, and, you know, about 6 minutes, 18 plays, and they get 3 points. And that is, you know, you know, when it got close, when they had to get the yards, they weren't able to get that.
Yeah, they weren't able to get to it. And then the head scratcher for me, you get a penalty, you move it to fourth and five on goal, and you don't go for it. But
Little back in at quarterback, going back to throw. Hits as he fires this one in the air, and he's lucky that one wasn't intercepted. First time we have seen C.J. Little in this second half, and he gets hammered. In fact, he is still down on the ground, slow to get up. And he is walking off with some help. I mean,
I'm not sure if it was going to get there, Jason, but he had number 11 wide receiver Lance Brown one-on-one with about 2-3 yard separation. Again, I don't know if the ball was going to get there, but Churchill did a good job of hitting him. But possibly the ball gets there. It's a touchdown for Marshall.
So with Little back out of the game, Elijah Katashi back in at quarterback, who is their leading rusher tonight and on the season. And Katashi will keep it himself, tries to get to the outside. But again, great pursuit defensively to keep that from being a big, big play. He gets up to the 29-yard line, about 5 yards on the run, which is close to what his average is.
Yeah, that time safety. Let me make sure I get his name right. Caden Factor.
Uh-huh.
Great job coming up and making a good play. I thought Katashi was going to get outside and get rolling. Great job by the safety.
Direct snap again to Katashi. Tailback that is lined up at quarterback. So when I say direct snap, he's supposed to be getting it like that. But, I mean, you know, when they first put him in there, that's kind of what it looked like. 6 yards on that run. That will be a first down for the Marshall Rams with 4:35 to play in this football game. First and 10 now from their own 35-yard line.
Still collecting the huddle up.
Katashi from the shotgun gets the snap, keeps it himself right side, and back to the line of scrimmage is all he is going to get. It is second down and 10. That was his 27th carry of the game. He has 147 yards.
Tell Mama and Daddy get the Epsom salt bath ready. He's going to be sore tonight.
Second down and 10, just under four to play in the game. Yes, in the game. Other games are at halftime right now. There's a fumble on the snap, and Katashi picks it up and is fortunate to get back to the line of scrimmage. It's third and 10.
I don't know if the ball coming out slick, ball coming out hot, but he's been able to pick him up. That's about the third time they've bobbled a snap and picked it right up off the bounce. But turned it into somewhat of a game, maybe a gain of an inch.
It's third and 10. I did not see a flag thrown, but our referee, David Maxwell, says after the play was over, he probably threw his flag back at the 10-yard line. Personal foul on the Churchill Chargers. Sutton Cantrell penalized 15 yards, and third and 10 is all of a sudden first and 10 from the 50-yard line. The biggest play of the drive is that free 15. First and 10 from midfield. Ball on the far hash for the Marshall Rams. Elijah Katashi works out of the shotgun. Hands it off to 34 up the middle. 34 not on our roster. I don't know his name. We could make one up, but I won't do that. He picks up a yard into Churchill territory. It's going to be second down and 9.
On video game, we just player 34. That's what it is. So that's what he'll be for tonight. Apologies to his family, but it's just
player 34. Do you do something cool? It's Halloween. Agent 34. Are you like
Agent
34?
We'll I like aging much better,
we'll call him Edwin Hafner.
Yeah.
Kidding. Edwin doing a great job back at the San Antonio Sports Star Studios. Here's Agent 34 down for another 2 yards. And I'm hearing the PA announcer. You just might have heard her there because, you know, number 34 on the carry. You know, and a lot of times a PA announcer will do that, and somebody from Marshall will say, hey, hey 34 got called up. Here's who he is. But that clearly hasn't happened. Third down and 7 from the 47-yard line. This drive started with 5 minutes 47 seconds to play. Here's Agent 34, who is going to be stood up and dropped for about another 2 yards. It's 4th and 5 here for the Marshall Rams. I would anticipate that they go for it.
Absolutely.
There is 2 minutes to play in the game.
Let them turn one loose, Coach. What's it going to hurt? What's going to hurt? Turn one loose, man. Let them go on a foot. Let somebody go on the fly route. Turn one loose.
4th and 5. The Rams will go for it. Elijah Katashi out of the shotgun. There's all kinds of kids running on the field, and they go up and tap the referee on the shoulder, who turns around, and I don't even see security chasing him.
What is going on?
Well, I can't call them streakers because they're dressed, but a couple of kids have run onto the field. One of them ran up and tapped David Maxwell, the referee, on the shoulder, and now they're running, trying to find the exits, and there are no cops chasing after them.
Nobody even cares, Jason. Nobody.
I'm watching them. They're coming up the near sideline looking for the open gate, the exit, and I can't see them out the window from our vantage point.
Nobody even cared.
So the run picked up enough for a first down. So they're going to let the play stand. Katashi with 8 yards on the run. That was the most bizarre thing that I've seen in a long time.
Where is it? Is there security here?
Absolutely. No.
They must have went home. They must think this game is over. Because
1st and 10 here for Marshall. Toss sweep to Agent 34, trying to get to the outside, and he's drugged down inbounds. Clock will continue to run as we are at 80 seconds to play and counting.
Great tackle by Noah Beltran, number 9, for Churchill to keep him inbounds, keep this clock rolling. We're now a little bit over 1 minute left to play. By the time they snap, it'll be under a minute. Marshall doesn't look like they're in a rush, Jason, to get another score. They're just kind of playing out of string.
60 seconds to play in this one, just under a minute to go. 14-0 at halftime. Judson trailing the Steel Knights. And the Phillies have tied the Astros 5-5.
Uh-oh. I guess you got to rush home and coach.
I might have to, and Marshall burns a timeout. We'll break it with them on San Antonio Sports Star.
The annual Thomas J. Henry Bark in the Park Pet Costume Contest and Expo is coming back to Sunken Garden Theater. Join us on Saturday, October 29th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a pet-friendly, family-friendly, groovy time. Enter your pet in the biggest costume contest in Texas with cash prizes up to $1,000. All proceeds benefit local pet rescue organizations. There's plenty to do, from costume contests, vendors, food trucks, kid zone, and more. For more info or to register your pet in the pet costume contest, visit bark.tjhlaw.com.
That timeout by Tim Williams of the Marshall Rams keeps this game from being right at 2 hours. With 35 seconds to play, we kicked off just after 7. It's 9 o'clock right now, and we have 35 seconds left on the clock here for our San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix. It is 3rd down and 2 from the Churchill 30-yard line. The Rams down to 1 timeout. Katashi works out of the shotgun. Has a man in motion. Katashi going back to throw. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Fires over the middle. It's tipped up in the air, and it falls incomplete. Clock's stopped with 28 seconds, and it's fourth down and two. First incompletion of the night for Katashi. He is now one of two passing in this game. As a team, the Rams are 1-4 passing.
Only four passes.
Only four passes for each team. Stamper is 3-4 for 57 yards. On fourth and two, Katashi keeps it himself, picks up the first down, stays on his feet, trying to spin out of a tackle, and is finally brought down at the 21-yard line. 9 yards on the run. Clock stops momentarily while they move the sticks, and now it's going to run. And let's see, as Marshall's trying to score before the end of this one, down to 15. Katashi from the shotgun, what could be the final play of our game of the week. Katashi keeps it himself, right side, up the middle, still on his feet. Now he's not, and this game is over. I didn't know if Marshall was going to try to burn that final timeout. And the Churchill Chargers can celebrate a 29-3 win. What is impressive is Marshall took the ball from their own 24-yard line with 5 minutes and 47 seconds. They run, it looks like, about 13 plays. They get to the 21 and run out of time. Our final score, Churchill 29, Marshall 3. Here on the San Antonio Express News High School Game of the Week. This one's a final. It's already over at 9:02. We're back with the postgame show after this on San Antonio Sports Star.
It's a new day because COVID vaccines just got a big update. So all the big stuff coming up this fall, well, now you can say, you bet I'll be there. Because updated COVID vaccines protect against both the original COVID virus and Omicron. And everyone 5 and older can get one. So this is a moment we've all been waiting for.
Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, 3 more climbers, 7 loggers.
Ted's sustainably sourced logging company is growing a new branch.
What about truck driver contracts?
Which means a new HR manager will be the first hire to fall.
Then we'll need to staff up the warehouse.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You've been listening to the San Antonio Express News High School Football Game of the Week. Energized by Healy Electric, Frost Bank, and Central Builders Incorporated. Also brought to you in part by Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, Stevens Roofing, and T. TSA OG Orthopedics. Here we go.
High school never ends.
In one of the fastest high school football games I've ever witnessed, the Churchill Chargers beat the Marshall Rams 29-3. We're already done. Because of all the different things that were going on at halftime, the Churchill Band is about to come out and perform. But Rudy J, I this is my 25th year of broadcasting high school football. I don't know that I've ever been a part of a game that has lasted just at right at 2 hours.
The thing is, when you have eight passes, ball's never hitting the ground, clock never stops, no one's running out of bounds, everyone's running right between the tackles. It moved, yes, what, 2:02? 2 hours and 2 minutes?
Two or three, I mean, because that late last time out and then the incompletion, you know, extended this game out. And we talked about it coming in. You got two teams that have struggled on the year. They're evenly matched, and you end up with a really good football game. I know the final score was 29-3, but it was 7-0. Marshall looked like they were going in, had an opportunity. They fumble, scoop and score for a touchdown. It's 14-0. Third quarter, a couple of really good drives by Churchill that ended in touchdowns. And the Rams just never got there. They had a couple of long drives, double-digit play drives, that didn't result in touchdowns. They did get the one field goal late, but even that last drive, they burned 5 minutes and 47 seconds off the clock and went about 60 yards.
Yeah, and what, they came away with, what, three?
No, none. We ran out of time.
But listening to you talk with Coach Harris before the game, he seemed really confident, seemed really relaxed, seemed like he was confident in what he wanted to do. They said they were going to do three quarterbacks only. That didn't happen. Just a really well-executed game plan for Churchill.
And you think about it, I mean, you had a little bit of everything in this game because you didn't have any passing, and that's very unusual in football in 2022. You had a guy get on the field and just tap the referee on the shoulder and then get off the field, and you don't even see a bunch of security types chasing after him. You know, that was strange. You had two different running backs go over 100 yards, one for each team, and we're done in 2 hours. I mean,
insane.
It's bizarre.
I'm still flabbergasted at the two teens running onto the field and no one, not even, the English teacher's not down there to go tackle him. Nobody.
I have no idea.
That was the strangest thing I've ever seen at a high school game. But then this is a strange game. It ended in 2 hours, a little over 2 hours, and that's only because the halftime show was
long.
Yeah, the halftime show seemed long.
Although I got to imagine, for a guy that did his morning show at your regular time, uh-huh, then you did a midday show over at a pizza joint, which isn't a part of your normal schedule. That's normally in the middle of your nap time. Mm-hmm. Then to come and do a football game, you are probably the happiest man in the world that this game is not over at 10:15.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. You know, I looked up at my clock. I was like, it's 7:26. It's all, halftime is almost here. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's incredible. The San Antonio Express News, your source to local news and sports in San Antonio, begins with the San Antonio Express News. Subscribe today at expressnews.com. Tonight's game also brought to you by Frostbank, Hill Electric, TSAOG Orthopedics, the San Antonio Quarterback Club, Central Builders Incorporated, Stevens Roofing, and of course, Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds. While we wrap up our high school football broadcast tonight, the big story in San Antonio is the waiving of Josh Primo. We have no idea what led the Spurs to just flat out release a high draft pick that they extended on October 10th, or picked up his option on October 10th. By all accounts, it is not a basketball-related move. We can speculate on all kinds of things. The Spurs are very tight-lipped to this point, but we will soon find out over the next couple of days. Keep it tuned to San Antonio Sports Star over the weekend, because while it's a big story in San Antonio, you know it's going to be a big story nationally on all the national shows, even though there's college and NFL football. because I get a feeling that when we find out, it's going to be bad, and it's going to lead all the sports centers and headlines and talk shows. And of course, on Monday, starting at 7 a.m. with R&R in the morning, halftime from noon to 2, and on the Blitz from 4 to 7, we are going to be all over this. That and the World Series, which is 5-5 now. But you look at it. I mean, it's a big weekend.
We had a great weekend of sports, man. You got baseball. You got your sport, hockey. Of course, we got high school football tomorrow, and of course, we got the biggest matchup in the NFL thus far this year, the Chicago Bears traveling to Dallas. And that whole Dallas situation, Jason, like the playing secrets with Zeke. Is he playing? Is he not going to play? Like, got to see him on Saturday.
Well, it's just we got to go through knee watch.
Knee watch. I mean, it was thumb watch. Now we're at knee watch, and this isn't going anywhere. It's not like the knee's going to magically heal in a week. So,
well, I mean, it's Zeke. He's tough. He is tough.
He is.
That's going to do it for us here at Hero Stadium. Churchill, 29. Marshall, 3. For Edwin Hafner back at the San Antonio Sports Star Studio, Rudy J. I'm Jason Menix. Next Friday night, Reagan against Brandeis. That's going to be a good one over at Comalander Stadium. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday.